The following presentation is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network, home to a vast array of sports and entertainment podcasts, including The Blind Tag, Thursday Night Destruction, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Neckbreaker, Two and a Half Wrestlers featuring The Pat Buck Show, The Midnight Jury and After Midnight, Inconclusive Breakdown, and The Shining Wizards. Available on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, and at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. There are many ways in which you can support the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Perhaps the easiest way is to head on over to iTunes and Stitcher Radio and leave us a review. If you do any shopping at Amazon, go over to ShiningWizards.com and click the Amazon banner. It's not going to cost you anything extra, and a small percentage of your purchase will go to support the show.
Fireball.
If you'd like to purchase one of our logo shirts, head on over to ShiningWizards.com/merch and pick one of our latest styles. Or head over to ProWrestlingTees.com/ShiningWizards for our Shining Wizards Network and tons of other designs.
Fireball.
If you'd like to be our friend on Facebook, join us at Shining Wizards. If you'd like to follow us on Twitter, do so at Wizards Podcast. And if you'd like to send us any kind of email, you can do so at wizardspodcast@gmail.com. The Shining Wizards Podcast is available on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, GeekLifeRadio.com, and of course at ShiningWizards.com. From all of us at the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, we thank you for your continued support. And now, enjoy.
This is the new effing show, Jerry Lynn, and you're listening to the Shining Wizard Podcast.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast here in disgustingly hot northern New Jersey, where, of course, it is wrestling talk.
Man, talk about wrestling.
I am Kevin.
I'm Matt.
I'm Eddie.
Eddie?
You're not Eddie.
You are not Eddie.
That's right. Eddie's not here.
But we are.
We are here.
We are here. And
welcoming back Matt to the fold, by the way.
It is good to be back.
Matt in a beautiful muscle shirt, flexing the guns.
It's hot out.
It's freaking gross.
Matt's got the trucker tan going.
I do. That's why I need to even it out. I spent all weekend in front of an 1,100 degree oven, so...
Just like your ancestors.
Sleeves are not an option for me. But
Aboo.
Maybe there's a couple people out there. They're on the edge of their seats. They want to know, did we ever get our box from Texas?
Oh, we're starting with this?
We have to.
I thought we were going to close the show with that.
No,
make them wait.
No. It's been too long.
1 week since you looked at me.
That's the first thing that went through my mind. Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken.
Got a package from Texas?
Keep on licking.
Aboo.
Our fan Lisa sent us something. The wonderful people at FedEx delivered it to the wrong building in
good
my
job,
apartment
FedEx.
Complex.
Hey, doesn't Dave?
Dave, yeah. Was it? Maybe it was Destruction delivering.
He destructed our bit on
bro,
the show.
Went to the wrong building, bro.
So
that's
so
fresh.
Love you, Dave.
Here is a box.
Ooh, fragile. Must be imported.
It is fragile. Handle with care.
Did you figure out how you were going to open it?
Yeah, I'm going to use my hands.
Wait, should I take a picture of this for posterity's sake?
Yes, do you want to?
Yes,
I don't want
course.
To get like her address or mine on it.
No, but I just want you. I want a picture of you holding the box. There you go. Smile.
Be gentle with that fragile box.
Yes, don't
like
hurt the box.
Yeah, we're good.
Right. Yeah, of course you do.
All right, let me see. How am I
going
to do this?
That'll be going up on the Facebook in about 2 seconds.
There's nothing behind this? Okay. So.
So let's open. What's in the box?
Is my dick in a box?
This thing is like... super taped shut.
That's why I get your keys and just cut through the top.
Yeah, good call, Kevin.
Yes, Kevin, good call. Good call, Kevin, good call.
Thank you.
Wow, wow, wow,
can we get some opening presentation music?
It's time to open the box. Matt's gonna open the box.
Would it kill you to get this? Something on the soundboard?
Do you have anything? It's funny. Lisa just texted me. Did you take the box?
Oh God.
LOL.
Dur.
I got it.
Hold on. Wait. Let's get some freaking music.
All right. I'm getting music. The soundboard's
popping.
What are
you doing over there, soundboard guy?
Here we go. Here we go. Let me see.
Does you have new stuff?
There we go. A little techno and open the box. Oh wait, wait. It's a party. Let's do this.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know. We're dying.
Fucking super hard.
Jesus.
Oh. I opened a box to get to a bag. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
That looks like booze.
What, should buy us a sandwich?
That looks like alcohol. Looks like a lot of alcohol.
Twin Liquors.
Be careful, dude.
Oh.
What do we got? Oh, what is this?
Is that a bottle of Axe?
I don't know. What do we got?
She sent us Axe body spray because she said Kevin stinks.
This is how we open the show. This is like 3 weeks old.
It's
leaking.
Something's wet.
Yeah, it's leaking.
Okay.
That's Tito's.
I don't know what you want me to do with it.
Tito's.
That's good stuff.
Vodka.
That's leaking?
Yeah, it's kind of leaked.
All right, well, put it away from the computer.
Go entertain yourself.
Yeah. You're entertained. So
dude,
we got a bottle of Tito's vodka that was leaking.
We got a shit ton of, T3.
There's
we got a lot of airplane bottle of Tennessee Honey Jack Daniels and Jameson. Like, basically, she thinks that we're full-fledged alcoholics, basically.
What is this?
I mean, she's not totally off, but she's...
Oh.
Some tequila?
No, a shot glass? Look at this.
A
shot glass from the Riverwalk in San Antonio.
All right.
Did you figure out where it was leaking from?
Yeah, I think the lid was just a little loose. Probably got loose in transit.
Oh, she probably drank some of it.
It's not cracked or anything, so I think we're good to go.
These are all shot glasses. There's four shot glasses.
And we got bubble wrap, which I'll keep.
Are they all
like
the same, though? Jesus, Lisa. They're all the same.
All right, let me get rid of the music.
Oh, God.
It's annoying.
This is a lot of work. I guess we should have opened this beforehand and then pretended. Oh, no, they're different. This one is San Antonio.
How much time are we going to spend opening bottles, man?
Well, I want to know what Kevin got.
I said it already.
What'd you get, Kevin?
I got airplane bottles of Jameson, of Tennessee Honey Jack Daniels, which I'll probably barter with Matt for something.
Oh, barter, right?
Good,
then
I'm staying with Tito. Arriba!
Well, a big thanks to Lisa for sending us
a bunch of
liquor and shot glasses.
Liquor?
Because,
I don't even know her.
Apparently we are alcoholics.
Yeah, raging alkies here.
Which I'm okay with, honestly.
No, it's fine.
Excuse me.
Jesus.
I got a bone to pick with you two retards.
Retards?
Uh-oh.
Here in my hand, I hold the bottle of Jack Daniel's Tennessee Fire that I purchased 2 weeks ago.
And what's wrong with it?
Yeah,
Don't worry,
neither did I.
Just spit it out.
Kevin.
Good one, Kevin.
Wasted.
That was a good one. Didn't deserve that.
Wasted. My Tennessee Fire.
There's still plenty in there for a couple drinks.
You didn't even finish it.
I couldn't.
What kind of bartender/alcoholic are you?
Apparently one that deserves airplane bottles of Jack Daniels.
You stick to your twisted teas and don't touch the hard stuff.
Oh, I do the hard stuff.
You rookie.
That's terrible. Cinnamon Coca-Cola. That's what you're drinking.
It's delicious.
It is actually very good.
It's terrible.
No, it's good stuff.
Your palates are amateurish at best.
Your pouring ability matches our palates.
They're amazing.
Then.
What's that?
I don't have any beef with the twisted teas, but you drink those gross Bud Lime margaritas things too.
I drink everything.
Well, I had a bone to pick with you.
These Jamesons will be gone by tomorrow.
There you go. Someone's got to drink them. Props to Lisa.
Those shot glasses can't all be for you, can they?
No, I just put them on the...
Wow, Kevin's really getting possessive here.
No, I'm not. I don't care.
Shot
we're going to split everything.
You going to make an armband out of the, the bubble wrap, too?
Maybe I will.
All right. I don't know. You're going to
that'd be the coolest and most fun armband of all time.
It would pop like Owen Hart's head.
Jesus.
A boo.
Thank you. Thank you.
So what's going on in the world of professional wrestling, boys?
I think Matt had more to say. No.
Oh, you
no, that was it. That was it. You know.
See,
just put
I know
some
how
wrestling,
to read these things.
Put some wrestling on. We should put wrestling on. When we do the show. Yeah,
you gonna make me get
idea.
Up again?
Never.
Yes.
Never.
All right.
No.
I'll sit there with your fancy new Chris Payne t-shirt and my Tito's handmade vodka.
Wrinkly.
You're crossing the line right now.
Caddyshack pants. Just sit there, enjoy yourself.
Okay, don't sweat it, dude. The pants match the shirt.
Don't
I'm actually color coordinated tonight.
Everyone listening is gonna hear like popping of the bubble wrap in the background of the show.
I'll leave you guys a topic that Kevin can talk about. Tell us about Pro Wrestling Syndicate Saturday night.
You got a half hour? Because that's how long I intend on talking about it.
Yeah, well,
I wasn't even at the show, so go for it. I got to catch up.
I'm setting up the network.
It was cool. I couldn't see a lot of it again, unfortunately, because the monitor that we watch in the back wasn't working. The HDMI cable wasn't working, so had to, and I didn't want to take up a lot of room in Gorilla, but it was an overall fun show. Good crowd, very good crowd for it being Memorial Day weekend and only 2 weeks away from Supercard. Fun stuff. The two rings for the first time.
How'd that go over?
It went over well.
Yeah.
It was unique to see how people would utilize the rings in the undercard. And not save it for the Rumble, which was supposed to be two rings, but they did a good job of utilizing it when it needed to be utilized, so the people sitting far side of the second ring could get some action too. So Tony, you were there too from sitting hard cam. So
yeah, it was good times. There was a lot of good matches. The finals of the television title tournament are all set.
Yeah, all set.
Chris Payne defeated the Lifeguard. It was a good match. Brian Myers took on Starman, which was a great match. A lot of good stuff. There's this new guy who kind of looks like, what the hell's his name? Sammy Davis Jr. He's called Sandy Man. He's one of the new rookies.
He's been there for a little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Dude, I can tell he had a lot of people there supporting him because people went nuts for him.
It's a fun character.
It really is awesome.
It comes down from the crowd with his strobe light, his big light. And
there was a guy in the Rookie Rumble that we couldn't figure out if he was Refrigerator Perry or Mustafa from the Gangstas.
Is he the guy that had like just the black Nike tights and
with
his
big belly?
Yeah. Yeah. He's part of a tag team, I think.
It was fun, man. It was a lot of good stuff. The Handicapped Heroes took on Reality Check. Great match. Great guys again, by the way, dude. Took the little guy up to ringside, took a picture of him with the tag belts.
Nice.
Good times, man. He met Habib. We got a Habib name tag with an autographed picture.
Oh, awesome.
I got a Chris Payne crossing the line shirt. See, I do like the guy, despite what I say on the show, even though he's a fucking jerk. And I can't find the WWE app, but I'm still looking. Perhaps the one big thing that we really enjoyed on the night was Shining Edward Jackson getting
his comeuppance.
He was actually signed for a championship match against Mario Bocada. And, he got roughed up a little bit. Poor Shining Edward Jackson.
He's a heel who deserved it.
Oh, I understand. And, you know, people do boo the heels. And I got some audio from the show, by the way.
Oh, yeah? That guy really doesn't
that
like
guy was an asshole.
He got real original.
Yeah.
Oof.
Listen, he was under stress, you know?
Was he?
Dude, where is... I cannot find the WWE app.
Was he under stress or under cheese?
Did you search? Is there a search?
Sorry, yeah. Now we can watch the Ranger game.
We're not watching hockey. The Rangers. No
this
one
is killing
hockey.
Me, dude. I really hate Xbox One's friggin'... dude, it was right up here, and now it's gone.
Who won the Rumble?
Oh, the double trumble on the spot medallion rumble was won by Mr. Boom Boom himself, Colt Cabana.
Boom Boom.
So now he has the medallion that earns him a title shot anytime he wants it.
Interesting. So, who did he eliminate last?
I do not know.
Tony, were you there for that?
I was not there for that. The little guy was the little guy's lucky he made it through the title match. He was getting very tired.
Oh yeah. All right.
But nothing a little Minecraft on the iPhone didn't take care of.
Uh-huh.
And I spent most of the night with our buddy Dave Mega Powers, who showed up for the festivities.
Very good.
So it was good times.
Sounds like a good time.
Oh, Damian Gibbs and Beefcake Charlie, were involved in the 5-on-5 match where it was like Balls and Monsters Island against Bonesaw, Gibbs, and What's-His-Nuts, and Philip Simon III, and there was somebody else. But anyway, in the middle of the match, Gibbs leaves the ring, and he comes and sits by us eating popcorn, watching the match, like totally like left the match. Yes, and then he ate popcorn, and he threw it on us.
Oh.
He was, like, eating popcorn. He took it from the ladies, and then the crowd was telling them to go back in the ring.
Oh, man.
And then he went back in the ring, and then him and his manager just got the popcorn and threw it on the two ladies.
Oh, man.
They're so mean, those guys. That was our on-the-field on-the-field report.
There it is. Report.
Sounds like a
stellar
action.
It was good times, dude.
Damien Gibbs can't be eating popcorn. You see that six pack?
Yeah, I know, but you know what are you gonna do?
I don't know. There's no.
What
search.
Are you gonna do?
Man, your thing sucks.
Yeah, it really does. Okay, here we go. I think I finally found it. There
oh,
we go.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
Now Kevin and I were watching January 4th, 1999 Raw. Was it?
Yes.
When Mick Foley won the championship from The Rock in the main event.
It's going to put a lot of butts in seats.
So what are you guys in the mood for? You want more Attitude Era
Ask
Raw?
Ask him. Ask Matt.
I would like a pay-per-view.
Oh, you want a pay-per-view?
From maybe
all right, let's go
like,
to the pay-per-views.
94, 93 WCW.
Ooh.
Shows. Let's
something
go to the
to keep on.
WCW, 94?
Yeah. 93, 94. You know.
All right, so here, let's pick 1993.
Want to throw on, I was going to say, throw on Hogan's first paper.
Want to go to Beach Blast?
Yes,
Sting
absolutely.
And Davey Boy Smith, Big Van Vader and Sid Vicious?
Yeah.
Shut up, Kevin.
Keep it on. Put it on.
Keep it on.
Keep it on, Hammerheads. So PWS, success?
I would say so, absolutely.
Yeah, you know what? For Memorial Day weekend, where you figure not a lot of people are going to be around, I'd say they had about 400 or 500 people there easy.
I would say somewhere in this 5-6.
Maybe pushing 6.
Well, it's hard, too, because they're running the big super show in 2 weeks. So.
Exactly.
And it's hard with Memorial Day weekend. Everyone's, you know.
Yeah, tell the people in Texas about that.
Oh,
God.
Did
yeah.
you see those pictures?
No, I haven't. I've been so busy working, and then I came home from work and watched Lucha Underground today and then came here. So, but I heard they're flooding and shit, huh?
People are, like, dying.
I'll tell you what. For someone who lived through a flood and
through several, by the way.
Yeah, but the last one where we had to move out of our house.
That one was really rough.
Like, I don't wish that upon any. Like, yeah. That is honestly, I would rather have a fire burn my house down.
That's bad.
Because the flood is just, it's not something to take lightly. It's not something you ever want to live through. It's, thank God we were renting because that house was, I don't know how they even went around.
And we're going to be getting that soon, aren't we?
Yeah, it's supposed to start tomorrow.
Damn.
With the storms and stuff.
Oh, I mean, seriously?
Yeah.
I got to move some stuff in from the yard.
But, oof, God, I mean, I hope everyone down there.
Oh, look, Missy Hyatt.
Lisa and everyone at Reality of Wrestling and everyone in the Houston area. I mean, stay safe.
Yeah. Nice little segue.
Yeah, the boys were down there, right? The bodies and Fala.
Those busters.
See, fucking Mario Bocara taking advantage. Him and Mick Foley taking advantage.
They left Eddie for dead.
They knew Eddie was by himself.
That is
Edward
boys.
Jackson.
I should have done a run-in. I should have saved them.
You should have.
We both should have.
Yeah.
That
would have got over.
A new use for the Shining
like
Wizards theme
church.
Song name. Theme.
Yeah,
Shining
I saw Wizards.
Shining
awesome.
Edward Jackson came out to the theme song. That was pretty cool.
It's awesome. He's doing great things.
Well, not so much getting beat up by Mario, but...
Hey, what are you going to do? Mario's a little bigger.
I'm sure the Jackson family is plotting revenge on Mario.
I don't think Mario's getting out of Supercard Weekend with that title.
I
don't think he is.
The triple threat match with Dan Moff and Fala Ba. So, you don't have to be pinned to lose the championship.
What do you think? Fatal 4-Way with Colt Cabana?
No, not
boom,
yet. No.
Boom.
I think there's too much in Colt.
Coltland, Coltville,
make like having main events and top matches that for him to just do it right.
Now, who are these women?
Who cares?
I do. Is that? Oh God, Jesse.
90s women are awful. Look at those terrible bathing suits. That chick has no titties.
Well, don't forget they're also like a Turner company at this point, so they.
Yeah,
probably
but I think the blonde next to Jesse, she's got some knockers on her.
Weren't they under? They were under restrictions from their. Not the right to censor. What were they had their own standards and practices, didn't they?
What happened?
What happened?
What happened was
I've
seen this. This happens in the show. The lights go out a lot.
That's technical.
Really?
Look at Jesse. He's like, come on, let's get out of here.
Come on, the lights are off.
It's a conspiracy.
I allegedly grabbed your bosoms.
Jesse Ventura, who's number 99 in this terrible.
I thought you were
going to
stop at 9.
99 in this terrible book.
Wrestling Observer's top 100 pro wrestlers.
I don't know
time.
How Jesse makes the top 100 of all time. Honestly, I really
this
don't.
This whole book is terrible. Sorry, Dave Meltzer. Actually, no, I'm not. But
don't be sorry. The more and more I look at Dave Meltzer on the social media, the more and more I think he's a douche.
Sure, he is. Just ask our pal, Handsome Dan.
He was such a douche that the UWF had a jobber that they named after him, Davey Meltzer.
Oh, really?
To get his ass kicked by all the big-name stars every week.
No shit.
Yep. Absolutely.
Fun fact.
Samoa Joe showed up at NXT.
Big-time story.
He sure did.
Which was unbelievable. First of all, NXT puts on another awesome show.
Very good.
The women, Sasha Banks and
Becky Lynch.
Yep. They stole the show.
It was a great match.
Unbelievable match.
That finishing spot was so cool.
Off the top rope?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was badass.
Kenta's hurt, so that's why he wasn't in the
Did you hear about the shirt that they made and had to pull because they had like lettering in Japanese, but they got it wrong? So like, I don't know what the words were, but so they had to pull his shirt immediately.
You got an opener?
No.
Why
am I carrying around an opener if I'm not at work?
Isn't it always on you? It looks like you're living out of your car.
Does it really?
I park next to you.
Yeah. I have a lot of shit in my car.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, so that's pretty funny. But yeah, but back to the Unstoppable. How over are freaking Enzo and Big Cass?
Oh, they're awesome.
They're incredible.
They're fantastic. NXT puts out an unbelievable product, and sometimes it's hard to even associate it with WWE.
Because it's so different.
So good.
Yeah.
Did you guys talk about Steen?
We're working up to Steen.
Oh, sorry. I didn't watch the whole... I still haven't caught the whole first half of the show.
What are we talking now?
Did NXT you catch, last week.
Did you catch the Becky Lynch, Sasha Banks match?
Yes,
that match
I caught. I think I
stole the show.
I think I missed like the first third of it, but I did catch most of it. And yeah, amazing.
I even enjoyed, there was a Emma and... she went like heel.
She's teaming with somebody against Bayley and
what is
Charlotte.
What is she returning?
Oh, it's
now?
Alexa Bliss? No, she got involved in the tag match.
God damn it.
Who's your favorite right now?
Diva in NXT?
Yeah. Or women's wrestler.
Becky Lynch, probably.
I like Bayley. I think she's cute.
Paige.
What?
Are we just going NXT?
I think we were just NXT.
I kind of like Sasha Banks.
Yeah, I could see that.
I got a little thing for the chocolate.
Who did Emma team up with? God damn it. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Hey, real quick, this version of the television belt, did you guys like this design? The one that Paul Orndorff's wearing?
No.
That's the one that Regal used to parade around all the time.
For the first run with it, but then it went to the one that's more like...
Like it looked
horizontal.
Like the Hulk Hogan 87.
Yeah.
Okay. While you look up who their tag team partner. So Steen. Owens beats Sami Zayn. And they kind of, Sammy, he was working hurt with the shoulder, and it was announced today he's out 4 to 6 months.
What?
Because he had to have a rotator cuff surgery. But apparently it's been a lingering issue.
Even before he got to NXT.
It's been like a whole career jammy jam. So, end of the match, Owens is just going to town on Sami Zayn. Who's going to make the save?
Well, first it was William Regal.
Yeah.
And then Regal grabbed him by the nostrils and tried to stop him. And, yeah, then he got his stool pushed in. And then who comes to make the save?
Man, it was awesome.
It was sick. I'm surprised he wasn't Joe the Samoan. He was actually Samoa Joe.
Whatever kind
of... I'm surprised he just wasn't Joe.
Just Joe? I think that's gimmick infringement.
Oh, on Joe Legend? Do you remember that? Joe E. Legend?
Yeah, of course. Just Joe. Yeah.
But if I wasn't saying that he would be just Joe. I'm saying he would just be Joe.
Oh, okay.
And, oh, my God, it's Joe. All right,
wait. Here, Beach Blast 93. Let's see when Roma take...
How come I... Oh, never mind.
When Orndorff takes the... you can turn that on.
No, it's fine. I can see the big one.
Yeah, because I'm only going to be looking at you if I don't look at the little one. I want to see what Orndorff's arm is going to look like when he takes the robe off.
Oh,
I want to see how far along.
I don't think it started yet.
No, it was starting when he was in the WWF in the '80s, dude.
It wasn't that noticeable though.
No, but you could see, like, when you go back and you look, like, you could see it.
Well, while you're looking at that,
I'm looking at Ron Simmons' hiney.
So Joe comes out.
Damn!
Huge, huge pop.
Yes.
Unbelievable. And he's got a sick deal.
And he's in sick shape.
Yeah, he got in great shape.
I think
shape.
Kevin and I talked about that last week.
Yeah.
Amazing what kind of shape he's gotten himself in.
He's in great shape.
It goes to show what a guy's capable of when he's motivated.
But I agree with Matt, though. The bigger story here is what kind of deal he got and that he's still going to be able to work all of his dates.
He keeps
elsewhere.
His name.
Yeah.
It's like a part-time deal.
Which is, if you think about it, it's the first one of its kind.
Yeah. I know he's doing Beyond this weekend. He's doing House of Glory Friday night.
Yeah.
He's doing Ring of Honor. He's doing FWE, I think, in June.
He's doing a lot of stuff. He just signed on with PWG to do a show, replacing Austin Aries. So
it's phenomenal. What they're doing with Kevin Owens. I mean, maybe this jumps to Raw. I don't want to rush ahead, but I mean,
how great was it though when Joe just gets in his face and Steen backs up, and Joe just steps to him again.
Awesome.
It was a greatly produced segment.
That'll main event their next, you know, whatever super show they do, whatever they call it.
But you were intertwining into Raw, and apparently at Elimination Chamber, which is a fake pay-per-view that's coming up, Owens is going to be taking on John Cena.
Yeah, and I mean they did it right on Raw last night with Owens attacking Cena again and hitting another pop-up powerbomb and
Dana Brooke.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, there's Orndorff's arm, by the way.
And
it's pretty bad at this point.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Where do you see it? That's his good arm, the left arm. The right arm is the skinny one.
Maybe you can tell.
Yeah, you could totally tell. Watch when they're going to lock up here. See it?
There you can. Yeah, now you can tell.
Really thin, dude.
Oof. He's even favorite. He only uses his left arm, too, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. All right. Anyway.
But it looks like my arm or your arm. Like it's a good-looking arm, but in comparison, oof.
It's a good-looking arm.
Yes. Got the name of the show.
But Jesus. The Owens is, I know, you know, people are critical on his mic work, and I feel like at that point you're just nitpicking.
I don't know, dude. His mic work was terrible for a long time.
Yeah, but so is Bret Hart.
I don't think you can, in response, I don't think you can call mic work something to nitpick at. That's a huge factor.
Good point, Kevin. Good point.
Yeah, but you're going to, because he what?
Like,
stuttered
nitpicking
over,
would be what we did over his gear, maybe.
But because
last week.
He stuttered over a word, you're going to, he's terrible at promos?
Well, who said that? Just who
know,
said that?
Just,
nah, dude, go back and look at his promos. What did they form? They formed some group in PWG.
Mount Rushmore.
That was it. And he was awful, dude.
See, I don't have a problem with his promos. I like his promos.
I agreed with you. I agree with you, and I agreed with you last week on the show, that his promos come across not scripted, not like his emotion is, hey, I'm going to kick your ass, and there's nothing you can do about it, and I'm casual about it because I know I can beat you up. And I think that's cool. So I don't have an issue with his promos at all, especially the one that he did last night. Oh, no, he didn't do one last night, last week.
Is he the best promo guy in the business? No. Not even close.
No, but it comes across real.
Right, and that's what you're looking for.
And I don't think you gave Cena enough credit. I think you were like Cena was awful.
I thought he was terrible.
No, you see, but Cena setting everything up helped Owens get his points.
Yeah,
across.
See, I didn't mind Cena, and I know we're going back to last week, but I wasn't here, so I apologize.
Because Matt wasn't here.
If we're rehashing, but Cena came off as that smug veteran douche, and it just, well, that's gross, and it just
did.
Worked.
I just see what I thought I saw.
Yes you did.
Yes, Tony.
Did you really just try to eat your kid's feet?
Yeah, watch. I do it all the time.
Don't. Dude,
What? So my kid's toe. What is the big deal?
Gross.
Well, now we know what Kevin's Achilles heel is.
You just put your kid's foot in your mouth on purpose.
Kevin, we had to kiss my foot, man.
Kevin had an uncle touchy, so it makes him feel uncomfortable when he sees people do that.
No! God, that was disgusting.
Look, he sticks it back in my face.
I think the future is very bright for Kevin Owens, regardless of what happens at Elimination Chamber. I think they do some kind of thing where it sets up Cena's next feud. Somebody gets in the chamber.
Do you think they send Samoa Joe out to interfere, like come to Cena's aid?
Maybe.
He's working all weekend, though.
It's just weird that they would, like, they're thrusting Kevin Owens into this feud with Cena, and then all of a sudden Samoa Joe, like, kind of does to Owens what Owens is doing to Cena. You know what I'm saying?
Well, see, this all depends on what their actual plan for Kevin Owens is. If this is just him working Cena one time and a one-off, which I would imagine it is, being that he's the NXT champion, and I can't imagine him showing up on Raw every week. But if their plan is to move him to the main roster, it's a perfect 3 or 4 month long feud, which I think would trump anything that he did with Rusev. So it all depends on what their plans are. Like, when's his next scheduled, like, when's their next thing? Next month? They don't do it
to
every
NXT?
Month.
NXT? It'll probably be in, like, July. So I feel like they do it every other month.
So is that when Finn Balor will fight Owens? Or will fight Owens? They haven't announced anything yet, though, have they?
He's the number one contender.
So unless you're planning on Finn Balor, or Balor, or whatever it is, having him take the belt from Steen, and then and maybe John Cena costs Steen the belt, Steen. And then Steen goes to the main roster Steen. And starts an awesome program with Cena for 4 or 5 months, that'd be awesome. But if they plan on keeping Owens in NXT, I just see a smosh finish or something, possibly involving Joe. So
it'll be interesting to see what happens. That's this Sunday, right?
Yes.
You want some?
Elimination Chamber.
I'm excited.
Wait, is it this Sunday or next Sunday?
This Sunday. This Sunday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, where does it go, bro?
Well, I'm actually very excited.
They
for this.
Did this on purpose because May is another free month for the network.
Please don't get me started.
No, so that's why they're doing this now. So this way they could squeeze people over. And here, somebody actually talked about this, and this was great strategy. I think it might have been Wade. It was Wade Keller or somebody talking to Austin. It's like the pay-per-view or the show is on from what, 8 to 11?
Uh-huh. So no, they figure, it's 2 hours, right? Oh, this one, the chamber? Oh,
it's probably 3 hours.
I was thinking it's an NXT thing.
So assume it ends at 11. That means people have 1 hour to get on WWE Network and cancel their subscription after the pay-per-view. So they're hoping that people watch the show, forget about it, and then they're subscribed for June and they paid for $9.99 for the month.
Are they really hard up for 10 bucks from
They're
all
these hard
people?
Up for numbers to give to the shareholders. That's the problem. Every quarterly statement or phone call that they make, they always take it in arrear because their numbers just aren't matching up what they keep posting and positioning them to be. It's like, "Hey, look, we're at 800,000. Well, you told us 1 million and the stock tanks for a couple of days." Which is pretty much what happens anyway.
Wait,
but they want to avoid that.
I'm curious, how does this work? How do you all right, the free month. All right, I sign up for May. It's free, right?
Yeah.
And if I don't cancel by May
31st,
by June 1st,
they charge you for June.
They charge you for June right off the dick, right?
Yeah, because I think in order to apply or to subscribe, you have to give a credit card, even though you're getting a free month.
Right. Okay. So
it's like the free credit website.
It's like, keep only those you want. Cancel anytime.
So
they should do a la carte. Like, I would just pay for, like, ECW and none of the other stuff, you know?
So the numbers for June is what's going to be important for them.
Yeah, probably.
To see who sticks around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, allegedly, right now, they're at 1.2 million subs. I don't know how many of those are free. It's kind of like what they do with Sirius XM. They put it in so many cars now that when they turn around, they could say, oh, we've got 10 million subscribers. Yeah, but 6 million of them just bought new cars. Like, they didn't do anything special.
Right,
they're just getting
there.
It for 3 months or even for a year for free.
Well, listen, I still think you're a sucker if you don't have it. So
no, that's the obvious argument.
But I do appreciate the people who are pissed off about how many free months are given away. I can sympathize with that too. But
it's annoying. It's like, give people a free month, and if.
Well, but you got, like we talked about a couple, you got the kickback. You got your $25 gift certificate.
Oh, yeah.
There's been like 4 or 5 free months since it started. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't get Bo Diddley or Squat.
Well, did you subscribe from day one?
Yes.
Well, I think our friend from Texas was in the same boat as you, right?
It's very frustrating.
Wow.
Frustrating. I guess while we're on the subject of WWE Monday Night Raw, Takers, Bueller.
Yeah, what else happened on Raw?
Dean Ambrose got arrested.
Yeah, Zack Ryder got a title match against Cena.
Right, I hate Entourage. I don't get it. I never will get it.
I didn't get it either.
I love Entourage.
Of course you
dude.
Would. You look like a douche.
Dude, Entourage is one of my favorite shows. Ugh. So I popped for one of my favorite wrestler, arguably him and The Miz, with my favorite show other than Seinfeld. Ugh. Dude, I popped so hard for that. I'm a Zack Ryder mark. I'm a Hawkins mark. I'm a Ryder mark.
Yes, I get it.
So it was awesome for me, except for that weird.
You want to know what the sad thing was? When I saw him come into the ring last night, all I was thinking of is, oh my God, it's the first round of cuts, and they're going to start cutting people tomorrow morning.
I hope not.
No, I don't either, but having him come out for a match against Cena in the last night of existence of the Nassau Coliseum in terms of professional wrestling, I was like, this isn't a good sign.
Which is something I don't get, because they're not shutting down Nassau Coliseum, people.
Well, they're not shutting down the Meadowlands either. They say in another year and a half or 2 years, it's going to be like it's eligible to be open, sold, stuff like
right.
that.
This was McMahon. Did you see the speech?
Yeah, McMahon made
McMahon,
a statement. He made a whole speech like, this is the last night of wrestling. Thanks
which
for everybody.
Which is stupid, because as soon as it reopens with the rent, there's talk that the Islanders are going to go back there in 5 years once their deal with the Barclays is up. So it's Nassau Coliseum potentially is not done. It was just made for good television, dramatic television. Zack Ryder got an awesome reaction.
They didn't do first and foremost, the WWE production team at the beginning with the Memorial Day.
I didn't see
thing,
that.
Awesome.
Yeah, Meanie put that over.
That's something you can never take away from them. Yeah. Secondly, if you're going to have Vince McMahon go out there at the live show, and he's going to say this is the last, like, they did nothing. There was no tribute, like, these are the top, like, you know, in between breaks, like, this is a WrestleMania 2 moment from Nassau Coliseum where Roddy Piper boxed Mr. T. Like, they didn't highlight any Nassau Coliseum moments.
That was terrible, that's why.
I would have went with George and Randy Savage. George!
It was the main event of WrestleMania 2
at the main event for Nassau.
Nassau Coliseum. Yeah.
But didn't Macho Man wrestle George at that show too? I thought the Macho Man George Steel title match was at that show.
Could have been.
Yeah, but it wasn't the main event.
It doesn't matter. It was Susan St. James being a douche the whole night going, George! Oh, George! He loves Elizabeth! George!
Yeah, but I can't
Oh, George! My kid died in an airplane crash, George! Oh, God!
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, dear
Lord. But I don't know. You know, even if it's not like the last real wrestling show, like do something.
Oh, like when they hung the
the Hulk Hogan banner and took it down the next freaking day.
That was on. That was at a house show too.
Go Rangers!
God, they suck too.
Aren't they losing tonight?
No, if they do, they're out.
It's 5-0 right now, isn't it?
No, the game starts at 8:00.
No, it's already like 9:30. Just making things up.
Make it up as you go.
That's all.
But I popped for it because I'm a Zack Ryder guy and I'm an Entourage guy.
Yeah, but I fucking hate Entourage.
But also that led into Owens making his next appearance in new gear, by the way, Tony.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's still like shorts, but it's more like the MMA style shorts.
Is it worth more than what you make in a year?
I knew you were going to go there. No, but it makes him look a little bit more official. There's like some silver there. He has a new T-shirt, so. And he played out Cena again.
Do you think had Chris Hero stood around and had they had higher hopes for him that the whole KO thing was going to be the way that they were going to do his gimmick?
Well, he was Cassius Ohno, so yeah.
No, but I mean exactly the same way. Like, do you think that shirt was designed with Chris Hero in mind?
No, because Owens took that because.
No, I know why he took it, and I know where it came from, but do you think they were like, hey, can you maybe like name him after your kid so this way we have the whole KO thing all ready to go?
I guess it's possible.
Yeah, but they never like, oh,
yeah, they
he's
don't
going
sell.
For the KO.
Yeah, like, they don't sell the
Cassius
KO.
Cassius Ohno thing was like the elbow, like the KO.
What was it? Was like a discus elbow? What was
yeah,
his move?
The okay. roaring. It was a roaring elbow, like okay. Tanaka.
Did he lose his foot when he did it?
No. Good reference, though.
I tried. Isn't that his initials, too? Kerry Von. No, it's not an O.
It sure pays to be the king in the WWE.
Yeah, it sure does. Marcus Bagwell and Too Cold Scorpio making their way to the ring.
Dude, you realize how long Bagwell was with that company?
This show's pretty
horrendous. I saw someone this weekend with a Buff Bagwell t-shirt.
At work?
Yeah, at the racetrack.
Nice.
It was awesome.
This is not Buff Daddy. This is like Pudge Daddy. Oh, did you see that? The double somersault?
This was a good team.
No, I know. Every team that Bagwell was on was a good
team. I agree.
I feel like...
Except for his dancing.
When we're in the middle of conversation, you should probably refrain from talking about what's on the TV screen.
You wanted the TV on, sir.
I did, but you can watch things and not comment
about
it.
No, we're a bunch of chimpanzees. We have like an attention span of like 3 seconds.
Yes, but I'm trying to talk about King Barrett losing to Ryback on Raw, which defeats the whole purpose of making him a... Why is he the king if he's just going to lose every week?
Dude, all the champions lose every week except for Cena, so duh. Haven't you been watching?
Last night...
I feel like we should be talking about Impact instead.
There was no Impact.
Was no.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to them in a minute. Don't worry. TNA talk coming up soon, but we'll get back to King Ryback.
King Ryback. No, King Barrett. I don't know. I just don't get it. I don't
get it.
Wait,
is this the Fallen Angels circa 19?
It's Tex Slazenger and Shanghai Pierce.
You mean Henry O and Phineas I. Godwin?
I do.
Hog and Pig.
That creative team.
Yeah, real sweet alliteration there, Vince. Or that's not even alliteration.
It's not alliteration.
It's funny.
It's an anagram?
No, it's...
No.
Homonym?
No, anagram. No, synonym, homonym?
Gayonym?
Anagram?
What's a homonym? A gay nym.
Easy. You
What's
with the
a
rich
synonym?
Stop with the Rich Voss. You killed it when KP was here.
Dude, I... come on, it was funny,
God,
wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. Your
acronym? That's not an acronym.
Yes, it is an acronym. There you go. Thank you, Kevin. Kevin, the king of grammar and spelling.
I wouldn't go that far.
Speaking of King Ryback, so what? So Barrett lost. Didn't Barrett lose to Neville, too? So yes. Who cares? It was a meaningless gesture to make him King of the Ring so they get people to watch the network for free.
Trying to keep it topical, Tony.
I'm just giving you life's little answers over here, sir.
They just freaking jizzed over the King gimmick. It's like
I like the King gimmick.
Yeah,
I think it's great if they use it properly.
Yeah, but that's the point. You know why they brought it back. It was just to get people to watch the network.
How over was Bad News Barrett before the King stuff even happened?
When
he came back, he was so over. It was ridiculous. When he made that Hall of Fame thing at last year's or 2 years ago Hall of Fame, got the biggest reaction of the night. He could have come back as the best babyface you could possibly imagine and potentially challenge and be in the top tier of the card. But instead, no, we'll turn him heel after 1 week, and then we'll put him as the king after he loses every single match. And then, oh, wait, he'll lose every match after he's king. Like... You couldn't put... I don't know. That just pisses me off a little bit.
All Kevin, right. It's 50-50 even Steven booking.
I know.
It's back to the way it was.
But it's not even Steven because the fans lose. So.
We always lose. Yes.
So Ambrose got arrested.
Good for him.
And then he drove the paddy wagon back.
Who was TLC in the paddy wagon?
To sign the contract with the help of Roman Reigns.
Fun little segment, I guess.
I feel like the last two segments really like slowed the show down. They dragged a little bit.
I did like the fact that Entourage just came out to introduce Zack Ryder. No, but like it's like I like when the celebrity appearances
are brief.
Yeah, when they're brief and they're germane to something that doesn't involve them actually wrestling. Like Cena was like, "Which one of you guys are going to step in?" He's like, "You know what? It'd be cool. It was always our dream to do it, but no, we're hooking up our boy Zack Ryder tonight." And that was awesome. Good, short, to the point, done.
And you can tell that they were into it and actually they loved being there. And like they enjoyed it. It wasn't just to promote the movie, which obviously it was. They were probably having the time of their life being that they're all fans.
Love.
So. You're
such a fucking homer for shitty Entourage.
Me?
You couldn't tell. They didn't look happy to be there.
The backstage segments were douchey.
Oh, that was.
The divas.
Did you see back? Rewind that. Rewind that, Tony.
Wait, no, stop.
You gotta see Scorpio bite it over the top rope.
Now I'm ruining the flow of the show.
No, yeah, I'm sorry.
That's all you do. Don't worry about it.
There we go. Rewind.
Great.
Yeah.
Entourage, they're douchey. I don't like Entourage.
Dude, Kevin Cobb. Just missed it.
That's all right. All right, relax.
No, all right, anyway, what else happened on Raw then?
Altitude Era 1.
Who?
Oh, boy, here we go.
Oh.
It's so great that they went wide angle on that one.
You could see the entire thing.
Oh boy, that was terrible. That's Neville's new t-shirt. Altitude Era.
I think that's the name they almost stuck Evan Bourne and Kofi Kingston with.
Oh, not Jamaican Me Crazy?
No, I think
not Air Boom?
No, I think Altitude Era was one of like the options for them.
Dude, Bagwell waited that whole time for Scorpio to hit the spot and then get double teamed before he came out. And his hair still looks perfect, by the way.
That Bagwell.
That's how he rolls.
Cloth. Dude, they're wearing King of the Ring 93 tights.
The Hardy's tights.
There you go.
When they open the doors, that's their tights.
No, those are the tights of the guards that were standing
those
by
were
the
Hardy boys. Those were the Hardys.
For real?
Yes.
Wow.
For someone who notices all the stupid shit, I don't know how you miss something like that.
God.
I try not to pay attention to the minutia.
Bo Dallas did something, too.
What, he jiggled when he walked
someone
the ringside?
Lost. He said, Bo, leave. I don't know.
I was during the Neville match. He yes. Comes out, and then Neville kicks his ass or something. And now they have a match at the Chamber now.
Great. Woo-hoo. Excellent. Oh, 10-on-3. Handicap tag match. Thanks, Kane.
That was a good time.
I thought Kane was quitting. I thought he was getting. I thought he gave 2 weeks notice, like 5 weeks ago.
No, they keep. He's got a retainer.
It's ridiculous.
They bring him back.
Friggin' William Frawley pants over there, continuing to wrestle and do stupidity.
I've been seeing a lot of. I picked up the Jerry Lawler DVD, Blu-ray.
Oh, did they talk about the time that he got arrested for allegedly sleeping with underage women?
They left out so much.
How Shawn Michaels had to team up with Cheesy, Sleazy, and Wheezy or whatever.
People are like, oh, this was great. It was great. It fucking sucked.
Really?
I didn't like it.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
It covers a lot of it, him getting involved in Memphis and the Kaufman thing, of course.
Of course.
And then he comes to WWF, and it's like, and they made him a heel announcer.
And then he was.
And then he got his match at WrestleMania
against Michael Cole.
And then he had a heart attack,
which was like 4,000 hours long.
And I'm like, what happened to his feud with Bret Hart and the Hart family?
Oh, so you were upset with what they did during his WWE time?
They didn't cover anything. They didn't cover any of his USWA stuff.
Yeah, you know what's sad though? He's been in WWE for like 25 years. Like 92. He's been there a long time.
Yeah, you think they would have had more?
He had stuff with Brett. He had stuff with Warrior. He had
Jake
stuff
Roberts.
With Piper.
Oh,
Jake
God,
Roberts.
Jake Roberts, yeah.
Like, they didn't, they kind of, like.
Didn't he have a feud with Taz for a while, too?
Yes. For the ECW invasion.
Like, I'm sure all that stuff is, it's part of, like, the extras and the matches and stuff, but, like, they don't even cover it. It's like, great, you're an artist. You drew, and
even,
that's how you got in wrestling. Great.
Did they mention how he caused Tommy Dreamer to have enlarged scrotum syndrome?
No, they did not.
See?
I don't know. I
they
just
missed
felt
the
like
boat
it was,
on that.
I felt like it was lacking something.
Yeah, wrestling.
And then, like, they had to cover when they released the cat, and they got
oh,
hurt.
Oh, no, they
and,
did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and
she's
walked
on
out.
It?
Oh, and she looks like a mess.
It's a good thing she left.
Oof.
Yeah, he was in bad shape. Remember, he used to have that message board on his website, took everything down, made it all disappear. Dude, he went on like Opie and Anthony a couple weeks later. He was like completely depressed.
I read his book, and when he caught her like sleeping around, he was like ready to kill himself and stuff.
What an
it
idiot.
It was awful. And then his new girlfriend is like, she's got to be like 30 years younger, and she's hot.
Of course.
The king. I don't know. I was just disappointed. I was expecting something better.
Sorry.
It is what it is. What are you going to do? Speaking of things better, I caught Lucha Underground
this week.
As did I.
And I don't get to watch it often enough, but I will definitely make a note to make myself available at some point during the week for 44 minutes to sit through the show. It was awesome.
Dude, that trio's ladder match was fantastic.
What are you looking at me for?
The crew.
No, I was checking the sound levels. For some reason, they went up really loud. Why
crew.
Is the network dropping so much now? Because we had a rewind. Too Cold Scorpio corrupted everything.
Maybe there's a storm outside.
I hope not. It wasn't supposed to rain tonight, was it?
Well, it's very humid and hot out.
Humid.
So it could be storming. But yeah, the crew against Angelico. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. Matt Cross and
Havoc.
Son of Havoc. Sorry, and Ivelisse was. Was awesome. It was awesome.
That running drop kick off the balcony to kick. I think it was Ricky Reyes off the ladder. Was I don't know. Does he go by Ricky Reyes in?
No,
Lucha?
He's got a Bail is Benny, B-Boy, Mr. Cisco, I don't know who he is. I don't know if you've wrestled elsewhere.
B-Boy is actually on our webpage, rocking the Shining Wizard shirt.
Yeah, B-Boy.
That's right. He was in the Kevin Gill tournament, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
King of the Indies. So that was cool. They did like a sit-down interview with Vampiro and Johnny Mundo.
Vampiro!
Our buddy Johnny Mundo turned heel last week.
Oh, shame on him.
Threw El Patron through a window.
That was a good spot. And you know what I like, too? The little things this past week. They actually, instead of just replacing the window, they had it boarded up.
Right.
So I was like, that's cool. That was a pretty nice little touch.
And when they broke through it, like, he's in there, like, at his desk on the phone.
Yeah.
Like, trying to do business.
That was fun.
They do a good job. They put that together. The Vampiro Johnny Mundo interview was good, and Johnny Mundo makes, like, he's like, I'm not some guy backstage at catering you could just smack around.
Ooh, burn. So, in reference to his unceremonious WWE release.
Well, I mean, if, you know, if you were called a racial slur, you'd probably want to smack the shit out of somebody, too.
Porale.
You know how many people want to smack the shit out of us?
Probably. I don't know.
Us?
How many?
I don't know.
People love us.
If for every time we made a racial slur, I'm saying. We'd get hit a lot.
Like, easy to find.
What kind of example would that be, Kevin?
Not going to do it.
No?
Don't.
Don't what?
Don't.
I got to get a soundboard on my laptop.
Great. So this is where we'll be doing the awfulness in stereo.
No, you are like asleep at the board, feet up, you're eating your kid's toes.
You know what? You know what? Let's switch computers, and we'll see how you do with the soundboard.
Like right now?
Yeah, if you want, sure.
When we take a break, we'll switch. I'm not even kidding.
A break?
Not now.
I want to keep going. I want to keep giving the fans what they want.
Yeah, no.
We're definitely taking a break.
We're going to take a break. You got to drop in the commercials and stuff, right?
Do we have
to? The Shining Wizards Network.
We're taking a break.
Shining Wizards Network?
Kevin, like, doesn't get up to pee unless we take a break. Like, he doesn't want to miss anything.
No, yeah, if he needs a drink, he'll get up.
That's true, too.
Which is actually
see
right about
but,
that time.
Definitely check out Lucha Underground if you haven't yet.
Lucha.
I mean,
it's they just did. Who was there? Was a guy at the first segment with Prince Puma
and the Moth,
and the Moth. That guy was like a fan of his or something. Like, did you see? You didn't see that? The guy was like before the match. He goes and hugs him and poses for a
that
picture
was just,
with him.
He was like being goofy.
Yeah,
because Puma's with Conan.
Goofy?
Yeah, Piero hates Conan. Like that's like the. Like, you can't trust him. He's a bad guy. So he's, like, being goofy. Like, take a picture. Prince Puma comes out with, like, this big Puma costume on. He's got, like, it's like those stupid hats that the girls wear in the winter.
Like, Alicia. Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it's a bunny, and then it's got, like, the arms, and it comes down. You put your arms in.
Alicia Fox did that gimmick in WWE.
So he's got this giant.
She went crazy.
Giant Puma head on. But Conan is, like, steering him in the bad way. And, yeah, the Moth is like, oh, take a picture, and he suckers him, and Conan's like, you gotta be focused, man, orderly.
Yeah,
and I like how they, like, they talk about, like, the Aztec heritage and the gods. Dario Cueto is always like, the gods, if you don't do this, the gods will strike upon thee, or whatever he says in Spanish.
It's a very, very good television program.
It's like a wrestling show meets a TV show.
Yeah. And,
you know, like, there's, like, storylines, and it's not all wrestling, and it's
well produced. Son of Havoc made that very clear on when he joined us on the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, episode something or other.
So.
Episode
so blah, 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 blah. So that's going down there. Lucha Underground, check it out. Ring of Honor's doing their Best in the World pay-per-view June 19th.
Or 20th.
No,
depending
19th.
On where you read.
Well, PWI Insider can get rid of all those fucking pop-ups.
Dopes. They're not pop-ups.
They're all over the place. Best in the World. Jay Briscoe defends his title against Jay Lethal.
Is Jay Lethal still the TV champion?
Yeah, are both the belts up or no?
I think it's just a world.
Okay.
So then what are they going to do if Jay Lethal wins?
Then they'll hold a TV tournament?
They should just combine the
belts. Is there something that they can't have two champions?
Does Mike Bennett still have the frilly belt?
No.
What'd they do with that?
He got the Briscoe's got it back at the last pay-per-view.
See, it's nice putting your feet up, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
This match is horrendously lagging right now.
Well, that's your own fault.
No, that's the Godwins and Scorpio's fault.
Oh, man. ECW Volume 3, I was watching it the other day, the Blu-ray.
Not good?
They put on, like, a terrible, like, Scorpio promo. Like,
was he messed up?
I don't know what he was doing. He was like, Scorpio's going to drop the bomb on you, D. Malenko. And if you want to bring that little midget Taz, Scorpio dropped a bomb on him, too. Bagwell ain't got nothing on me. I dropped a bomb on him, too.
That sounds amazing.
It didn't make any sense.
Who cares? It sounds fantastic.
Matt doesn't understand Ebonics.
I do understand
Ebonics. Remember Ebonics? Did that just disappear? Nothing? Jesus. No. Ebonics? Anyone?
Did you see Scott Steiner call out Hulk Hogan?
Did he call him the N-word?
No. You didn't see this?
No.
Hey,
you got,
Tony.
You got my sound on?
Hey, Tony. What do ghetto horses speak?
Hey?
Equanics.
Boo.
Dude, don't you have like a boo button?
Come on, man. I set that up perfectly for that sound clip.
All right, here. I have... Now, here. Don't stop. Don't put...
Believing?
No, you want me to get ready? Now I got to get ready.
No, there's nothing to get ready because now I'm going to play you a sound clip. You're the worst, bro.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So Scott Steiner called out Hulk Hogan.
Oh, wait, did he?
June 7th, Met Stadium. I got an open challenge to you, Hulk Hogan.
Hulk.
I'm calling you out. See, your biggest claim to fame is slamming Andre the Giant.
That's it?
June 7th,
that...
New York City. I'm saying you can't slam me. And I'm putting up $1 million of my own money.
What?
Saying you can't.
He ain't got $1 million.
Look, he's got hundos.
$100 bills, Hogan. All you gotta do is step in the ring and slam me.
Did you ever see...
You don't have to beat me.
Still going, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, there's a kicker.
You gotta slam me. But once you step through those ropes, I'm gonna beat you up, punk.
We're coming for you, nigga.
Hi, Margie.
Hello.
He's like goading. He's like, I'm gonna beat you up.
And, yeah. Oh, I know you get to ask.
What happened here? Sorry. That's the YouTube.
Wouldn't that interfere with like his lawsuit?
I guess the lawsuit's over.
I don't think it is.
He called it. They're gonna be at that thing at Citi Field.
Hogan's gonna be there?
Yeah, I think he is.
No, he's not.
Well, if you want to talk about lawsuits, aren't there a bunch of them with TNA right now? Jason Hervey and Eric Bischoff, and they're suing for like back money that they're owed on the
end of their
contracts.
Yeah, but it's not a
lot. It's like $100,000 for TNA. I'm sure it's pretty important money at this point in the game.
And Garrett Bischoff is like also involved in it for like just like $1,000, if that, or something.
$1,000?
It's something. It might be a little more than that, but it's not six figures.
It's awful.
It's just paychecks that he never got.
Did that TNA thing happen last week? Right after Joe debuted. Where it was reported that Destination America was dropping them?
Yeah, and it's, I don't know who reported it first, but people ran with it, and it got the...
Of course people ran with it.
Got
people...
the interweb in a frenzy, and apparently then Dixie Carter put out a statement saying that statements attributed to them and TNA were false, basically claiming that reports of it closing are not true or not accurate, which... It still remains to be seen. Usually when there's smoke, sometimes there's fire, but they're claiming that like slander, and to accuse someone of being slanderous, you have to have information knowing that somebody provided false statements knowingly. So they got to be pretty confident that TNA is safe and sound for now. But what were you talking about with JR? Was that you that said that, or was that Tony before we went on?
No, that was Tony.
Oh.
Ooh, do I sound different over here?
But like I'm saying, like obviously like nobody believed that. I was always, when they left Spike, I was always like, oh, they're not going anywhere. They'll be fine. They're negotiating. But then that went by the wayside, so.
Yeah, we're back.
God.
The system crashed or something.
Oof. What do you do to this microphone?
What? I don't understand.
You're so far away from it, yet it smells horrendous.
I put my face on it and everything. It
smells like you put your asshole on it. Jesus. Kev, you want to switch with me?
There.
Well, I don't know what Matt did, but he just made GarageBand disappear.
I got to find out where the soundboard is. There it is.
It's right there, dude.
Yeah.
And each little sound bite has its own volume, so if you don't hear it, you may want to just turn it up. Turn it up!
Just shut up and talk.
Turn it up!
Odd sounds.
Interesting. Yeah, apparently, the network feed, we shit canned it. And that was that. This is weird being in this spot.
Yeah, right?
Ooh, I'm running the face space and the Twitter.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
You were the one that said something about Jim Ross was against... all the reports that TNA was closing, right?
Yeah. Oh, no, well, Jim Ross didn't want to see them close, but he doesn't understand why there haven't been statements made, like, refuting it yet. So he said that's like a bad sign. I don't know. It's Jim Ross. Scott Bell's palsy.
Okay,
probably can't even
faggot.
See.
What's
oh,
next?
Is this what we're going to do?
There was statements. Dixie Carter released something.
Did she?
Yeah.
She well, Kevin, people... tell us.
I just did.
What are you doing? I can control that, can't I?
Jamoke. Control what?
Apparently, we're losing all control.
It's fine. God. I could turn this off. Done.
What are you turning off?
Don't worry about what I just did. What else we got going on in the world of professional wrestling?
I don't know, but I'm tweeting out that your microphone smells like hiney hole.
Like a hiney hole.
I bet you I get 45 retweets out of that one.
It's a possibility.
I should have hashtagged badass.
This is kind of cool over here.
Yeah, this is neat. I like this corner. It's nice and warm over here.
I feel like we're like retards. We just switched seats and it's like a whole new world over here.
A whole new world. I've
like
gotten...
I like being in charge of the soundboard, though.
Yo, what kind of airplane bottles we got up there? Can we crack some of them open?
I wouldn't want to. You don't got to tell me twice.
I wouldn't want to disappoint Ms. Lisa.
So, nobody watches
TNA. What do we got
TNA?
There, Kev?
Is that what we're saying?
No, don't you watch it, Crazy Steve?
TNA wasn't TNA. Didn't they just show Slammiversary from last year, this past Friday?
Did they?
What yeah, so you can go to one of our episodes from
clone?
Last year.
It's a clone that smells like Texas.
What is it?
No, it's tequila. That's tequila that smells like
dude,
Texas.
Dude, all right, well, pass that shit over.
Dude, I didn't know you were a tequila guy.
I'm not, but hell, when in Rome.
That's a cool looking
here,
bottle.
Throw that shit.
Dude,
wait,
no.
Should we not open it?
What? I don't know.
No, yeah, don't open it.
Well, you want to keep
you fucking
this?
Throw like a girl?
That was my left hand. Look where I am sitting.
This is cologne, dude. Here, splash this on yourself and then go for a ride.
Dude, yeah. It says tequila.
Go for a drive here.
Yeah, after you shave, throw that on.
Should I not open this? Is this a collector's item?
No,
or?
It's not a collector. They probably have millions of
she
those.
She probably got it when she flew from San Antonio to Houston.
She got it for being Mexican or whatever she is. They give it to all
of
them.
Yeah.
I thought she was Italian.
Hit the bell.
Border jumpers.
No, it's his job now.
Yeah.
Oh, then I'm going to move it over here.
I'm over here now.
Not so easy when there's no chance to fuck around, huh?
What do you mean? I got this. Relax. What else you got? Anyone? News?
I got
tequila. Something?
Yeah.
Nothing?
I don't
I got,
know. Should I, let
I
me
got
pull
bubble
up,
wrap.
I can pull up some of the dirt sheets.
The
Kevin,
wrap.
What are you doing there, buddy?
You got the bubble wrap, man. Bubble wrap's Jesus. Fun.
Let's see. 411 Mania.
Really? 411 Mania?
Yeah,
that's our reliable source nowadays.
Yeah, well, are any of them really reliable, Mr. Kevin?
Yes.
Oh, I like how you guys don't even agree on that.
You want to do chamber predictions?
There's NXT stars backstage at SmackDown. Do you guys care who's going to be there?
I'm assuming.
You guys want to guess?
Are we counting Kevin Owens?
I don't know. Kevin Owens and Charlotte are backstage. There you go. Spoiler alert.
It's not a spoiler unless they appear on TV.
Bill DeMott talks about his legacy, training philosophies, and more.
When we asked you to look stuff up, we didn't ask you to read every headline.
No, but I'm giving you headlines to see if you guys want to roll with something.
Yeah, but you should know by now. We're 200-plus episodes in.
Know what? That we know nothing?
Sounds
people tough. Have been demanding more wrestling talk from diverse areas, and damn it, I'm going to give it to them.
But we don't watch anything.
Yeah, but I told you what I watched.
Yeah.
Do you guys want some tequila?
No, I don't.
No?
Nah, I gotta drive.
You know what? Then why did I even open this?
That's a good question.
Because you don't have to drive. Do it. Come on. You
yeah, come
funny.
On. Maybe I'll do here. Give me a shot glass. I'll do a little.
Here we go. Kevin. Now Kevin's in.
Here, I'll do this. Yeah. I'll do this, Jack. Yeah.
Here we go.
Hold on. Let me get up and get a shot glass.
Here we go.
Notice shots. There's no talk. Hey, is my microphone even on? Am I coming through over there?
Yeah.
Jesus, I can't even hear myself.
How about now? Why do you
Fireball.
Have this?
I use these songs for commercials, like for commercial purposes.
I know.
You don't want tequila? What are you doing?
All
right. Here we go. Wait.
You gotta pour it first.
Fireball.
It's not Fireball.
Will you
wait for me, you jerk?
Tequila ball.
Woo-hoo!
Come on, Kev. You're late to the party.
Cheers, brother.
There once was a girl I knew on the hill. She won't, but her sister will.
Fireball.
Woo!
No.
Whoa!
How's that Texas to kill you?
God damn, dude. They don't fuck around in Texas.
How is it?
Strong as shit, dude. My innards are on fire.
It's the good stuff.
Well, this is good. I had two sausage and pepper sandwiches for dinner. Now I'm topping it off with poison.
Why not?
Ugh. Time to wash it down with cheese doodles. What'd you do? Oh, the monitors. Just turn them on. There
I
you
did.
Go.
Thank you.
Cool.
Oh, you chomping on the cheese doodle right
Don't
in the microphone.
Be that guy. Come
hey, do you
on.
Want to take a commercial break?
Yeah.
Considering it's about the halfway point of the show?
Yeah, how do I do that? Do I just
okay.
Oh, we're going to take a commercial break.
This is our first show.
Oh, man.
You're killing the monitors, dude. What are you
I don't
doing?
Know. Is that me?
Yeah, it's
Did
probably
I turn
you.
It up too loud?
No, it's the soundboard.
Turn it up.
Banging it. Isn't that what they say?
Yeah, of course.
Do that?
Okay. That was interesting.
We're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back,
we'll have more terrible show.
Hey, don't disrespect
Yeah, come on.
That last 6
awesome.
Minutes was...
Oh, it was
man,
awesome
that
for me.
Yeah, but it's going to turn around when we come back for the commercial break.
It sure is.
Stay tuned.
Right back.
You probably have 80 podcasts in your queue that you'll never catch up on, but I bet none of them cover the worlds of professional wrestling and heavy metal music.
That's where Neckbreaker fills the gap. We drink a truckload of beers, interview the best metal bands, and cover the latest pro wrestling headlines, all in one drunken mess of a podcast.
Find our episodes on iTunes, the Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher Radio, and Neckbreaker.net. Be sure to follow our drunk and irrelevant updates on Twitter and Facebook at NB Podcast.
Shalom, it's the unprofessional Jewosaurus, Jay Silver, right here to tell you about 2.5 Wrestlers Podcast. It's myself, Kevin Matthews, Pat Buck, and our newest member, former WWE superstar Kurt Hawkins, now going as Brian Myers, because the man needed something else to do on Monday nights now that he was free. 2.5 Wrestlers Podcast, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and of course, right here at Shining Wizards Network.
Hey, it's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Phil Rea, inviting all of you, when you're done with this podcast, head back on over to the Shining Wizards Network. That's right, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, where myself and Dave Mega Powers are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, covering everything from the current to the way back. It's the Turnbuckle Throwbacks on the Shining Wizards Network. ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, entertainment here.
Hi, this is Justin.
And Tim.
And Vince.
And Timmy.
And we are your hosts of the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, bringing you the best in entertainment news and opinions. We cover the worlds of movies, TV, music, sports, video games, comic books, and of course, professional wrestling, as well as pop culture top 10 lists and fan castings. New episodes every Sunday. You can find us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Proud members of the Shining Wizards Network.
What's up? It's Mike from The Midnight Jury. The Midnight Jury is a podcast where you, the listener, are able to be transported back to the 80s and 90s every Friday to talk about everything pro wrestling, pop culture, and horror. From segments such as My 5 Fun Facts in Under 2 Minutes and Adam's Finally Rediscovered, to past guests such as Jake the Snake Roberts, Buff Bagwell, and the horror icon, Chucky himself, Ed Gale, you will find yourself going back to the days before iPhones and social media to when it was all about records, Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Find us on Facebook and Twitter and join myself and my co-host Adam every Friday on The Midnight Jury. Available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Audioboo for the Shining Wizards Network, and Fridays at 5-4 Central to start your weekend on Geek Life Radio. ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Entertainment here.
What's up, everybody? This is Dave Destruction of Pro Wrestling Syndicate, and I'm here to talk to you about Thursday Night Destruction. Join me every Thursday night exclusively on the Shining Wizards Network, where we talk about the world of professional wrestling, professional sports, and I might give you a couple tips on how to live your life. Join me every Thursday night for Thursday Night Destruction exclusively on the Shining Wizards Network.
We're back with the tequila party.
Am I even on? Hello, hello.
Yeah, yeah. It's a real love.
I think it's because the music's too loud. How's that, better?
I just turned it down on the
board.
Oh,
okay. So I could turn it up over here. I'm getting this. I'm getting the hang of this.
I could turn it up here.
Turn it up!
Banging it.
How's that? Is that better?
Yeah, you know what? That's better. I think it's these headphones that sound so terrible.
Well, we switched, so we're mixing things up. I can't believe they brought back the Great American Bash.
This is an awful theme song for a pay-per-view, by the way.
They brought it when... Was JBL Eddie Guerrero? Was
after
that the first
the merge?
One?
I thought you were going to say after the murder.
No. But is it? I feel like Great American Bash was one of those like WCW staples. And to bring it back and just... I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's
That's
pretty
like
weird.
If they brought back Starrcade. They were like, December, Starrcade, WWE presents.
Well, there was always talk about bringing back, like, War Games and how Triple H was a huge fan of War Games. So, like, would you have been pissed off about that?
No, because you can't fuck up War Games.
The Match Beyond.
Like, I mean, I'm sure you can.
Well, you can if you're sitting, you're trying to powerbomb fucking Brian Pillman through the top of the cage.
Brian Pillman. I had my WCW Brian Pillman figure, and I taped up his shoulder with, like, gauze pad and stuff.
The old one? Like, the one where he's kind of just like that? Yeah.
Where he's just...
Like that. Like, with his
like
hands up.
Gorilla
like he's
somebody.
Raising the roof. Or better terminology.
Drinking tequila, and we're talking WWE gimmick matches or wrestling gimmick matches.
Well, yeah, War Games would be great to come back.
Can I just say something real quick?
Of course.
What's up? I'm pouring myself another shot of Republic Tequila.
I'm on our Twitter page, and I go on it a lot more now. Matt usually is the main guy, and still is, but I go on it a lot now to see what's happening. And this is just a more sociological question than anything. How big of a dick, like, how do you go your way to unfollow somebody on Twitter?
What are you, like, you don't know how to?
No, holy shit.
Wow, the masses are en masse. Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, we're talking favorite and least favorite gimmick matches. What's your name, where are you from?
I'm from New Jersey, and you guys happen to know me as JP.
Oh, Jesus Christ. When are you getting your own show back again, dude? I'm tired of this. I need something to do on Wednesday nights except whack my bag to Phil Rea's voice.
Next Wednesday, I will be back. And I have a shining guest for next week, too.
Yeah, we know. Edward Jackson, we know. Come on, bro. We pay attention. Give it the time.
We know you guys are BFFs.
Yeah, butt buddies forever. BFFs.
JP, right. What do you got? What's your favorite gimmick match?
What is it, Matt and Tony over this night?
Kevin's here.
Kevin's here. Although you wouldn't know it, he's got his lips wrapped around a bottle. I finished that tequila, by the way. It's done.
Easy over there.
I'm feeling good, bro.
Jesus Christ, he's like the micro machine, man.
Favorite and least favorite gimmick matches. My favorite is TLC. I've always been.
I liked them too. Don't go, nothing.
That's where you... Oh, my God. Matt, you're at the board now.
Turn off his mic.
Sorry, JP. When you go back and listen, you'll know we switched up spots. So now I'm in control of the soundboard and everything, and he's at my computer, except you're the worst.
Dude, it's a Seafood Trios. I can't play it.
All right,
hit
JP.
The mute button. All right, so TLC is your favorite.
Let's get specific. Do you have a specific TLC match that you remember fondly or that you like above?
Yeah, the one where Left Eye died.
Shut the fuck up, Tony.
TLC 2.
I don't know what the fuck that is. Who was in that?
It was Dudley's, Edge and Christian, and Hardy's from WrestleMania 17.
Oh, TLC. Yeah, for some reason, when he said TLC, I thought he meant Hell in a Cell.
Jesus Christ, you guys have been hitting the sauce hard, apparently.
Yeah, no. We got a bunch of stuff from Texas.
Yeah, Lisa sent us a whole lot of alcohol.
All right, Lisa.
All right, so TLC 2 was obviously the three teams? The Hardys, Edge and Christian. Who won
the
that
Hardys,
one?
Edge and Christian.
Edge and Christian, right?
Yep.
Yes.
And my least favorite gimmick match, I'd have to say, was at Punjabi Prison.
That's what I was going to say.
I figured a lot of people would go with that. It didn't make any sense.
And you know what it was? Didn't they substitute Batista in that one? Wasn't like Undertaker supposed to be in it, but Batista got put in, or Big Show got put in or something?
Yeah, it was supposed to be Undertaker versus Khali, and they put the Big Show in it.
Okay.
Whoa.
So it was Undertaker, Big Show, and an Indian match, but no Indian.
Yeah.
Didn't Khali have some sort of sickness at that point? He got like some sort of virus?
Yeah, actually.
That's what a lot of people were
I have a.
Our most reliable news source. Fucking JP.
I found. Kali was sick.
A lot of people were sick at that show.
But I could have sworn. Was Batista ever in one of those matches, too?
Yes, he defended the world title against Kali and won the next year.
Ah, all right, JP. Thank you very much for dropping some knowledge on the Shining Wizards.
Absolutely. Now I'm going to get back to my show.
Hold on. Wait, JP. Hold on. What song did you sing at karaoke on Saturday night?
Let's see. I sang three songs, one of which being Creed, My Sacrifice.
Attaboy.
My Sacrifice.
Didn't you sing Backstreet Boys, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah. Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah, well, listen, man. Listen, I know that was a rib, so... It was,
yeah, who was the one who put Michelle up to that one?
I have no idea. All I know is that it was you were singing Backstreet Boys, and then I went out outside to get some air.
Great. Different conversation, all right. Different show.
That's fine. All right, JP, you doing a show right now? Give him a plug.
Yeah.
What are you doing, buddy?
Wrestling Debate right now, talking Takeover and Elimination Chamber.
All right, man, go check that out. Where can they listen, JP?
BlogTalkRadio.com/.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
JP, thanks for calling. Be well, brother.
I
found the hottest Indian woman dancing right now. This is awesome.
Dude, Indian women get hotter as they get older.
They smell more like curry as
they
get older.
They're disgusting when they're like in their teens.
Jesus.
Like when they get older, they're so hot.
Because they're not introduced to razors until they're like 23.
Like, I know. I'm going through Facebook and I'm going through like people that I've known since I was in elementary school, and I'm like, oof, wouldn't touch them. Now they're like 31, and they're just like, god damn.
Lots of people, by the way, saying that the Punjabi prison match was their least favorite.
Lots of people should be calling in.
Justin Anderson couldn't call in. Louis Ramos says, FMW death match. That's not funny.
Oh, you draw the fucking line now. Okay.
Cross the line.
Oh, damn it.
Tony draws and crosses the line.
Hey, Tony finished tequila in Texas.
What does Louis say?
Louis says any FMW deathmatch was great. Anything with barbed wire and dildos.
What about like the piranha?
See, that's where I'm going to disagree with Louis, because I was a huge, huge FMW mark, and I would raid the RF video table. I turned your sound off for that.
Oh, I shut it. No,
do you think people?
I got this.
Matt,
you're good.
When you watched FMW and all those matches and shows, that was obviously in the tape trading days, right?
Yes.
How many wrestling fans today? And I know we're going way off topic from what we're discussing. How many wrestling fans today have any idea what tape trading was?
I think it's the same thing as like people hear about it, but people can't. You know, it's just like the fan mags.
Like we were, yeah. And Pro Wrestling Illustrated and Superstars of Wrestling, and like I wish anything else, like when people see like a tape deck, they have no idea what it is.
Yeah,
and
but
I don't blame
them
because they don't have an option. But like, god, wasn't tape trading awesome? Just waiting in the mail and you get the.
It was awesome, but now like thinking about it, like how awesome would it be just to. How if you're a wrestling fan, you're a young kid, you're like 13, 14,
and you have it like
and
that.
You could just go on
just
the internet.
The snap of a
like,
finger.
You're listening to this and you're hearing us talk about FMW death matches and like the piranha death matches were goofy, the alligator death match, the cactus death match, but you're like, I've never heard of these. Boom. It's just a click away.
Dude,
and then you discover Onita and Pogo.
Your
mind is blown.
Like wrestling fans today, like they gotta, like, I want them to see everything, like, that we had the luxury of seeing growing up. And they, thankfully, thanks to, you know, I don't know how you convert VHS to DVD or VHS on to get to the computer, but now they have it, like, so much better.
Right, of course.
And I hope they take advantage of it, because there's so much great content out there other than what you see on the WWE Network. Not that the WWE Network isn't worth it, but...
I had, like, the biggest hard-on for, like, the no-rope, barbed-wire death matches.
Oh, like Terry Funk style?
Oh, yeah. But then you get, like, I brought off of IVP Videos, I brought, like, a five-disc.
You brought or you
or
bought?
Or you bought.
Bought.
Dope.
Five-disc Big Japan death match collection. And, like, the matches are just so fucking bad.
Well, I mean, wow, that
That's good.
Yeah.
What did you just kill?
Dude, the Texas tequila was awesome.
See, I can't do tequila like that, though.
What is it?
Oh, this is the Tennessee Honey Jack Daniels.
Oh, nice. Okay.
You want, here, you want, here, you take
no,
the last
no, no,
one.
No, I'm good. I got this.
Fireball.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. That's
no,
you.
Take it home.
Take it home. I'm not taking that home.
Put it in your pocket.
Here, Tony.
I got something in my
oh,
pocket.
Oh, there was another one?
You.
Yeah.
Oh, son of a bitch, Kev. Good Lord.
We're getting Tony lit up.
Yes.
Margie's going to love
and
that.
And we're not going to be allowed back next week.
Yep, Margie probably will kill us.
Which is fine, because I'm not around next week.
Dude, you're sleeping down
blue.
Here tonight, aren't you?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'll make it upstairs.
Ooh, what are you, an owl? All right, so what about...
Ooh, ooh.
Favorite gimmick match?
Oh.
Well, every time we try to get to it...
It's fine.
This is more callers than we had in, like, the last three episodes.
Shining Wizard Podcast. You calling from River?
What's going on, bitches?
What's up there, hot dog fingers?
Nice.
Big impact player, Phil Rea.
That's
from the Turnbuckle Throwbacks on the line with us. Phil, how are you tonight, brother?
I'm good, boys. What's going on?
Yeah, we're talking gimmick matches. What, you have a favorite?
My favorite, of course, is the War Games, as always.
Which one?
Even the bad ones. Well, the first three are my favorite, but they got a little hairy after that. But other than that, I did it best. It's my favorite. Absolute favorite, hands down.
Yeah, you might as well give me one.
Oh, Matt's hitting the tequila now. It's all over.
Phil, you would have a great time if you were here right now. I'm telling you
that.
Yeah,
Matt's got his pants down. He's looking for a cornhole.
Phil,
what's
your least favorite? What would you think was like, other than, we already had the Punjabi whatever bullshit. What?
Did you hang up on Phil?
No. Sorry, Phil. I don't know what I'm doing.
This was a great idea.
Phil, we switched places. Bowman's working the board, and I'm working the sounds. It's awesome.
No, you're working the tequila. Phil, what's your least favorite gimmick match?
The one on Sunday, man. I hate the elimination.
Wow.
Good call, sir.
It does nothing for me, man. It really doesn't. I never liked it.
Do you think that's because of the PG era, and you can't do anything totally violent?
No, because even when it was still a little edgy, like the plexiglass shit bothered me, the lights, it was like a bad fucking discotheque, you know, when you're in a bad club and everything just looks that's not supposed to be in its place, you know, like the DJ booth's not supposed to be in that place, the bar is set up wrong. That's what it fucking looks like to me. I don't like the structure, I don't like any of it.
I think like the first. I was into, like, the first two, but then you started throwing, like, a Finley or, like a just totally random dude in there, and it kind of took away from it.
Yeah. Like, you know.
I remember the Santino one, and that was a part of a time when they were actually pushing Santino to make you think that one day he could be a contender, like how he finished the Rumble and how he got into the Elimination Chamber by winning, like, I think a Battle Royal or something like that. That's your least favorite? See, I don't hate the Chamber. I really don't. Kevin here, obviously.
I don't know, Kev. It looked menacing for a while. And, you know, it doesn't look right. Like, I don't like any of it. You know, it's too big, first of all, and I repeat myself, the fucking plexiglass and all the nonsense, you know, it's not a fan.
See, I think, and as much as I hate JBL, I think he does a good job putting it over. Am I really loud, guys?
No, you're fine.
Okay.
No,
you're fine.
No, I think I'm really loud, but I guess not. As much as I hate JBL, I think he does a great job of putting over the Chamber as something that... Every single part of it can hurt you. Like, the ring obviously hurts. The outside with the cage on the bottom obviously hurts. The chains
it's
obviously hurt.
It's time to change, Kevin.
Like,
enough is enough.
I just think it's... I think it's a decent concept. I agree that maybe it's watered down a little bit, but I think that if you're in the Elimination Chamber, it pushes you. It raises your stock, I think. I don't know.
R-Truth is going to be raised. Because he's in the Elimination Chamber.
No, well, this is different. This isn't your tradition. This is fucking Order the Network, stupid chamber. No one gives a shit, but I don't know.
Lisa wants to know if we're enjoying her gift. I told her very much.
Phil, you got anything else for us, bud?
Phil, the tequila is flowing, my brother.
Real quick, Kev, you're the only wizard not to come to the Decadome for a throwbacks episode. So I'm opening up for you, man. July 1st, big 3-year anniversary episode. Try to find the way over to the Decadome. Of course, all you guys are invited. But,
so you made my invitation feel all special. Then he just kind of fucking squashed it.
Well, Phil knows who he's going to go to when he needs the real guys to come in. He's just throwing you a bone.
So. Listen, Phil.
Kevin's the only wizard that hasn't been on the show, man. So I'm almost about to take offense to it. So
it's nothing to do with you. It's just if you know me, I don't like to travel.
He doesn't like you.
I'm scared to drive out of my town. It's a miracle that I sometimes drive myself here. Like, I'm like Eddie, but I'm not super Eddie. Like Eddie's right, like the worst. I'm like second worst.
If Ian comes in or one of the other boys come in, get a ride and try to come in.
It is on my bucket list. But as you know, I'm a big fan of the adult beverages, so I don't like to drive if I know I'm going to be partaking in the boozy.
All right, you got enough time to work it out.
I'll get him there, Phil. Don't worry.
July 1st, big show.
What day of the week is that? Hold on. It's a Wednesday.
Wednesday, sir.
That's when I have my comedy. I can skip
Wild Wednesdays.
All right, I'm going to pour some more Jack.
Wait, are you not going to go to Pennsylvania this time either?
What's Pennsylvania? No, seriously, what's in Pennsylvania?
Sonny!
Oh.
Thank you, Kevin.
Phil, thanks for calling in, brother. Be well.
Phil, be good, my brother. Night.
Have a great show, boys.
Piece of chicken grease, my nigga.
Shalom.
See ya.
Jack Daniels going down.
Man, we got to get you fucking hammered more often. You're a little like...
I'm fun, dude.
You're a little off the rocker,
Three
though.
Shots of tequila and a twisted tea, idle cider thing. Idle cider.
Idle cider.
The Punjabi prison match is awful.
See, I hate the lumberjack match.
I love the lumberjack
match. Lumberjack matches just haven't been done right, you know?
Ugh, they're so awful. Because you know it's going to be a schmoz.
Well, now you know it's going to end up in, like, a big fight. They used to be all right with it and just throw people back in the ring. But now you know every finish is going
to
be...
Uh-oh, Matt's being called to the bad room.
No, she should be working.
Uh-oh. The good boy phone is ringing.
But, all right, I'll stop.
Here, wait, the one that...
I just spilled Jack Daniels on my shirt.
Oh, no, Kevin. That's wasted booze, my friend.
Nah, it's all right.
The one that that I hated was the Bunkhouse Stampede, which I think they only actually ran this sort of final once. It was a battle royal in a steel cage where you had to throw people out of the cage to eliminate them from the battle royal. There
really?
Were only 8 people in it. It was like Lex Luger, Blanchard and Anderson, the Powers of Pain. I think it was Animal because Hawk had a championship match.
Powers of Pain, is that post or pre-WWE?
That was pre.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they just went back there as the Assassins.
No, it was 88. It was, the first Bunkhouse Stampede was 88, yeah.
Is that on the network?
Yes.
Is
yes,
it?
Yes, it is. Yes,
that
it is.
That is what I'm doing when I get home.
Yes. Oh, and Ivan Koloff is in it, too.
So I figured he was big. Oh, Ivan Koloff or
yes,
Nikita Koloff?
Yes, Ivan Koloff. No, old man Ivan, former WWF champion, Ivan Koloff. Yeah.
Why not? I've heard of the Bunkhouse Stampede, obviously.
It's a battle royal inside a steel cage. So some of the spots where guys are falling out are so contrived, it's ridiculous. Like, Blanchard and Anderson are trying to yank Lex Luger through the door. And when they pull Luger out, his momentum actually carries Blanchard and Anderson both out of the cage.
All right, let me ask you this. The object of a steel cage match, obviously, is to get
escape,
out of the
but
cage.
But it's a battle royal. So the battle royal... No, it's all right. The monitor's out. It'll come back. The battle royal rules is you got to throw the guys out of the cage, either over the top or through the door.
What spots have you ever seen... So basically... I don't get that.
That's the point. It was Dusty Rhodes booking another gimmick match to put himself over.
So in order to do that, everyone would have to go to the top of the cage for no reason.
Yeah, exactly, which is the ending of the match with, like, I think it was him and the Barbarian, and they actually fight, and they're climbing the cage while they're fighting, and then Dusty just pushes them over. It's so... Dude, you
do
have to
do they fall
watch
all
it.
The way down?
Oh, yeah.
They don't just, like, gimmick fall or something like that?
Well, I mean, it's not like the Barbarian was taking huge bumps, but yeah, he falls over the top. We've hit a hot topic tonight, gentlemen.
All right, I got this one.
if Matt could ever answer the friggin' thing.
Welcome to the Shining Wizards Hotline. We are talking best and worst gimmick matches. What's your name and where you're calling from?
It's Lisa.
Oh, you.
Sweetie pie.
You're the reason why me and Tony will not be standing later.
So did you like your package?
Yeah, half of it's already gone.
We didn't open the Tito Santana tequila yet, Arriba! Whiskey. But the little bottles of the Texas whiskey shots are shot. No pun intended. Yeah. Or maybe it was.
But, like, I don't understand, like, all right, you know we like to partake in the adult beverages on this show, but what made you send us 18,000 bottles of alcohol? Are we that?
On her last flight back from Jersey, she raided the cabinet.
How much of this was free?
No, it was not. the small bottles of tequila are actually
whiskey.
Made here in, I think, Austin.
They lasted all of 10 minutes.
Yeah, they're
in Jersey.
They're done.
Oh, those little Texas bottles, though? I'm going to save those. Those are sharp.
I was about to say, they weren't worth money, were they? Because Tony just drank them.
Annihilated them.
Yeah.
I think the guy at the liquor store told me those were aged tequila.
Uh-oh. What did you just drink? We have to pump Tony's stomach just to reimburse ourselves for all this
shit. I drank heaven. It was awesome.
Let me see that.
And then the Tito's vodka is made in Austin also. So those are two things that were made here.
Oh, those aren't from Tequila? Get it?
No.
Tito Santana, Tequila, Mexico.
Yeah, Tito's is actually a very desirable vodka. People love Tito's martinis up in Jersey, so... That's
Kevin.
Oh, guys, did you know, according to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy?
Yes, they should.
A lot of things women shouldn't do.
There you go.
Yeah.
Lisa, do you know our topic of discussion right now in terms of gimmick matches? Are you paying attention to the Twitter?
No, she's not. She hates us.
No, I don't hate y'all. If I hated you, I would not send y'all liquor.
Unless she wanted to kill us with cirrhosis.
No. I was at the gym.
Oh, you're at the gym?
Wow, way to make us feel like shit.
Yeah, well, we're getting a friggin' load on eating cheese doodles. She's over there doing squats.
It wasn't squats today.
No, what was today?
Shoulders and back.
Matt is so disgusted. I'm not disgusted. We have a hot topic going, and we want you to join in on the conversation. Do you have a favorite and least favorite gimmick match?
Oh, God.
Let me rephrase. No. Oh no, Matt's hanging up on you.
Oh,
Matt, don't
Lisa.
Hang up. Matt, come on.
She's a loyal listener.
She just sent us all this free stuff,
and she sent us booze
and shot glasses, which are awesome.
Yeah, they're getting their used.
Sent it so that way, yeah, can use them instead of drinking in the bottle.
Now we're classy.
Matt fell asleep. This was a very thoughtful gift. Thank you very much. Are you coming out next weekend for the super shows or super show?
Yes.
Super card.
Next weekend.
Hey, so let me ask you a question. How many people were at the reality wrestling show this past week?
I'm not sure.
You know, Eddie got his ass kicked because his boys weren't here. Okay, Lisa, thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
All right, we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Thank
Bye.
You again for all the wonderful, delicious gifts. They were awesome.
When you go back and listen to this, I want you to know your heart was in the right place. Tony's stupid mouth around the bottle is a terrible idea. He's a mess right now.
I'm feeling great.
Kevin, did you get the Jameson bottles?
No, I did the Tennessee. I did the Tennessee Jacks first, but the Jameson's on the way.
Okay.
They're actually right next to me. I'm holding them right now. Here,
okay.
Wait. Listen.
Jesus!
All right. That's
I just wanted to see if y'all enjoyed Joe's gift.
Later.
We did.
All right, bye.
Bye, Lisa.
Thanks,
Thank
Lisa.
You.
Take
You're
care.
A sweetheart.
Right, bye.
See ya.
Hey, Drew.
All righty. All righty. Oof. Are you okay? You had like an emergency
Ooh.
Runaway
We're
over there.
We're fucking rolling here. Come on with the gimmick matches, y'all.
201-467.
That Texas tequila is...
And nobody's listening.
Not live.
I know.
Fucking douche. Oh, God.
Oh, you know, I got, over PWS weekend, I got compliments more than one people, not only
more
last
than
week,
one people,
not, more than one person from many people, not only on our show last week, Tony.
Yeah,
but for Leg on Bench.
Leg on Bench was a great show.
A lot of couple
it's
of the boys.
Leg on Bench.
Couple of the boys came up to me and they really loved. Like I was like I was first of all I was shocked that they listened to us regularly. The kid, he's one of the rookies. Yeah.
Do you think Leg on Bench overtook Otunga Bunga in popularity?
I think we hit our stride and got Leg on Bench. If Otunga Bunga was more current day, it would be the best episode of all time.
Yeah, maybe we should replay that when we have vacation weeks this summer. Like, we'll pick our three favorite episodes
and run them. I
think
we gained a lot of listeners since that time, so people would really appreciate Otunga Bunga if they're not going back listening to the archives.
Yeah, because I can't put together another best of. They're so hard to do, dude.
I'm working on one. It's...
Oh, you really?
Yeah.
When's it going to be done? Next October?
I have no fucking idea.
Well, at least it's in the hopper.
But they take so long, dude. It's,
yeah, you
got to
go
so
through
it.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. If it's not out till next year, at least.
No, I'll work on it. We'll figure things out.
All right, Tony had Bunkhouse Stampede.
Bunkhouse Stampede was probably one of the shittiest, if not the shittiest, gimmick matches ever. The
FMW did like a bathhouse brawl, and that was really
I thought that was IWA that did that, where they would turn up it was the headhunters in one of the tubs.
I don't know.
That's the naked women.
Yeah, and that's the only reason why I bought the video off of RF Video.
Because it was naked women.
Yeah,
in the hot
it was
tubs.
Stupid. I was so disappointed.
And the guys that were supposed to tag in and out were in the hot tubs, not fighting. And some old guy was putting more coal on the fire to get the hot tubs even hotter. So these guys would pass out, and like if they passed out in the water, they would lose. With naked women just bathing each other all around. Like no rhyme or reason.
All right, I'll start with I have a couple of really bad ones.
All right, let's hear them.
I think the coal miner's glove match was terrible.
Yeah, they only did that the one time with, what's his name, right?
Jake the Snake.
Spin the wheel.
Yeah. That one I thought was brutal. Obviously, I think, and no, it's no coincidence that a lot of these are WCW, by the way. The Tower of Doom, whatever, with Hogan and Savage.
Yes, I guess the Faces of Fear and the Four Horsemen.
No, it was like Barbarian, Ming, Anderson, Flair, Zeus, and the other big bald white dude, jacked white dude that I don't remember his name.
I've got a couple more here that are listed. Somebody said their favorite match was the Martel Jake the Snake Roberts blindfold match. And the worst ever is the Lucha Roulette match. Was that from WCW?
What fed?
Shining Wizards podcast. We're talking favorite and least favorite gimmicks. We've been drinking.
Nice.
Who is this? Where are you calling from?
This is Josh from East Brunswick, New Jersey.
What's up, Josh?
What's up?
Three sheets to the wind, my friend. What can we do you for?
A lot of tequila tonight.
Yes, sir. You've called in on a great show.
Just make like Long Island ICs and all that.
Woo, woo, woo.
I love Zack Ryder.
All right, so least favorite. Like, I'm trying to think of like a favorite, but like, I don't know. They've just been all watered down. Like, I used to love Hell in a Cell. Then they did the pay-per-view, but I'm just going to get to Chase Lee's favorite lumberjack matches.
Oh, thank you, Josh.
Somebody
that's
agrees
what I said.
With Matt.
What?
Matt also.
All jumped up at once. It's like, oh, yeah.
Dude, I can't even stand
like
the little
you're having
jump.
A good time. Everybody's getting nuts.
Matt also hates the lumberjack match, while I appreciate the lumberjack match. So.
They're just all the same. Like, don't get me wrong. The one between Ambrose and Rollins at SummerSlam. That was a good one.
Who's Rollins?
But, I don't know, they're just all the same. They all just break down to the brawl. Everyone's brawling. We'll see you at the pay-per-view on Sunday.
And it's always a schmoz finish.
All right, well, let me ask you this, though. They also do that leading into the Royal Rumble. Do you hate the Royal Rumble?
Lately, the past 3 years, yeah.
Ah, fair enough.
Because it's so predictable.
It's like they do these cop-outs. Like, okay, so... We it's just like basic formula, and they need to change it up a little bit. Everywhere does.
That's very fair, and I can agree with that lately. But if you go watch the old lumberjack matches, I feel like not a lot of them broke down like into.
Are you gonna try and sell me on a diesel bulldog in your house lumberjack?
No.
Match?
What about the dude? Yeah. My favorite one it was Shawn Michaels, Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Oh,
1993 Raw. which everyone, because Hacksaw beat him the week before, I think, in like a non-title match, and they made it a lumberjack match where you actually thought Hacksaw had a shot to win his only title other than King in WWE.
USA!
Oh, God. So, I don't know. That match is a spot in my heart. All right, Josh, your favorite gimmick match?
My favorite gimmick match? That's a tough one. I've been trying to think of that for the past 5 minutes before I even called.
Damn.
Like I said, Hell in a Cell was good, at least, and still technically is favorite. Decisions. Like, the first thing that popped into my head is Last Man Standing, but even that has been, like, watered down a little bit.
Well,
what else is there?
I think the feeling with the Last Man Standing matches, now, there's so many matches that basically have the same rules in terms of, like, Last Man Standing, False Count Anywhere, no disqualification.
Oh, wait. I found out my favorite.
All right, here we go.
Dog Collar match.
All right, not bad at all.
You don't see those that often anymore.
But you see variations in terms of, like,
strap match.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Like, the last one I remember vividly is, well, I know Jacobs and Aries, I think, did one, Ring of Honor in 2009. But the one before that I remember from Ring of Honor was CM Punk versus Jimmy Reyes at Manhattan Mayhem 2005.
Nice.
Yeah.
Go back and watch Piper Valentine.
Yeah, that's fucking brutal.
That one sets the gold standard.
All right, okay. Yeah, you're drunk. You're cursing. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, all right.
Well, what? I don't even have the network anymore. They canceled it on me.
Oh, shame on you, sir.
Wait, whoa.
Pay your credit card bill. It's only $9.99, dude.
No, this is what they said. They said after 14 months, my 6-month commitment was up. And they're like, well, you can sign back up. And I was like, I don't know.
So you
kept charging me. But after 14 months, my 6-month commitment was up. Malarkey.
Make...
That's what I say, malarkey.
Wait,
what have you been drinking tonight?
I haven't been drinking anything. I'm smoking a Jazz Black and Mild.
Attaboy. All right, well, we have another call.
Yes,
all right,
we do.
Josh, man, thanks a lot, man. Thanks for listening.
Wait, keep on drinking, brother.
Can I plug something real quick?
Yes.
Impact Championship Wrestling, Friday, June 26th, Saturday, June 27th, Queens, New York. If you're in the area, be there. It's going to be a great show.
All right.
Awesome. Impact Championship Wrestling.
Josh,
thanks,
thank
Paul,
you very
brother.
Much.
All right, have a good night, guys.
You too, brother. Yeah. Caller, you're all on the line. Favorite gimmick match. Low Life Louie, what's up, you fucking freak?
What's going on, man? I just saw the message on the front to call, but I've been doing the whole, you know, daddy thing today. My wife is working late. I got both my kids, making sure they're ready for school tomorrow, all that good stuff. So I've been running all over the place.
All right.
So tell us, favorite gimmick match.
I'd have to say that my favorite gimmick match, because it's the match that turned my life around, the barbed wire baseball bat match.
Ooh, all right.
I can dig. What about least favorite?
The what?
Your least favorite.
My least favorite match? I don't know. It would have to be anything that the WWE has put out. Like they, like we mentioned, somebody had mentioned the Punjabi prison. Anything like that. That the WWE put out so many crappy gimmick matches.
Do you think, all right, who do you think had, like, who do you think tried too hard to come up with something creative? WCW, yeah, early 90s, or WWE in the last, like, 7 years?
Well, WCW was known for throwing stuff out there, especially with those ancient pay-per-views, like that King of the Road match on the back of a trailer.
Oh, wow.
And then the one where Hogan and Macho Man worked their way up all those cages and stuff.
Yep,
yes.
So, you know, it was really, like, corny and crappy. But, you know, at that point in time, I was such a huge fan that, to me, it was cool to see the Ultimate Solution and Z-Gangsta battle.
Ultimate
out
Solution.
The cage.
That's who it was. Ultimate Solution.
That was Jeep Swenson, wasn't it?
Yes, Jeep Swenson was the Ultimate Solution.
There you go.
I know a lot of the Jewish community got offended because they called him the Final Solution at first. But
well, that match was the Final Solution for WCW and Hogan era stuff. It was the shits, dude. And my buddy Scott Keith made a point. All these fucking fly-by-night guys who are there for one shot, why let them job when Ric Flair is ready, willing, and able to lie down and take a pin?
Yeah, I remember the episode where Ric Flair had to dress as a woman to get on the show.
Yep.
Oh, wow. I just watched that, actually.
God bless WCW.
Yeah, WCW was full of nonsense when it came to their hardcore matches. But even WWE had some crappy gimmick matches. The Hawk Pen match, the one with the dog kennel match.
Yeah.
With the, you know, the dog pooping on the corner because that poor Doberman was scared shitless of being out in front of that crowd. That's pathetic, man. Come on.
Now, Louis, let me ask you. You were a death match wrestler. Is that safe to say?
Of course. Listen, a lot of people, you know, they take like that's an insult or nothing. So me being called a death match wrestler is right on point, and it's probably what my career was based on.
Do you think that like FMW and IWA over in Japan, they really kind of oversaturated the market with some of the ridiculous death matches they ended up having? Like, they had the traditional barbed wire bat match, no rope death march, but then you got piranha death match, alligator death match.
Oh god, the piranha tanks.
Well, that was actually Big Japan, the early Big Japan. FMW did a lot of more of the exploding stuff. A lot of more of that outrageous stuff was Big Japan when they started with Great Kojika and Nakamaki and Kendo Nagasaki. They did all these crazy matches with the alligators, the piranhas, the scorpions, and stuff like that. That's a little bit outrageous, but, you know, in the grand scheme of things, it's guys trying to put on some death matches and trying to be original. So I give them credit and respect for going out there in these dangerous situations. But was it a little bit outrageous? You know, as a fan now and a guy that was in the business for a long time and knows what the deal was, yeah, now that I look back at it, I'm like, oh, that was corny, that was stupid. But back then, I was enthralled. I'm like, oh my god, I wanna wrestle the fucking piranha.
Oh no, I agree. I ate that shit up. I brought all the tapes and everything, and then you know, you go back and you watch it now. It's kind of like, oh boy, this is
it's
hard.
Rough.
It's hard to watch. It's not. Yeah,
and the matches weren't great to begin with.
No, that's the part that was awful.
It's true, but that element, that risk factor of, oh my god, this guy is going to wrestle in a piranha tank, or the one where Matsunaga wrestles the alligator. If you notice, the poor alligator is like, it's more a caiman than an alligator, and that poor thing is running scared for its life.
I'd be scared too.
It's a big alligator.
Oh shit. Louis, we got another phone call. We're gonna let you go, brother.
Guys, always a pleasure, man. Love you guys.
Love you too, brother.
Love you too, man. Jameson.
This night is flying.
Joining us on the line, he's the king of the PMA Power Hour. He is the man, the myth, the legend. Our brother, Kevin Gill, joins us tonight.
What?
Mr. Gill, how are you?
Oh, hey.
Shining Wizards with the quickness, man. Barely the thought was thought, and we are now connected and speaking live over the Shining Wizards Podcasting Network, a network by the day, which is growing in both quality, listenership, and quality, strength, performance of the performers. I know that's about five things, but I digress.
It's all good.
It's all good, my man. The PMA man. What's going on? How have you been?
I'm doing good, man. Just chopping it up, you know, cranking out the Kevin Gill Show every week over on KevinGillShow.com and iTunes and all that. Just released an episode with Amber O'Neill. And then before that, it was Scott Hall, who very rarely grants interviews, and on and on. There's a whole list, 57 interviews and churning, and keeping busy with Juggalo Championship Wrestling. We've got the big gathering of the Juggalos coming up July 22nd through the 26th with some major wrestling announcements and revelations coming in the form of our gathering infomercial, which is dropping soon.
Very awesome. Very awesome. KG.
But now you guys put out the call for gimmick matches right
yes.
now.
Yes,
sir. Am I still on time for this?
Your favorite and your least favorites.
Ooh, okay. I wasn't prepared for the least favorite, so I'll do that second. My favorite, and this isn't going to be one I don't think anyone else is going to bring up, but because I couldn't even tell you who these people are in this match due to my own ignorance, but it is a match simply known as Grocery Store Death Match. And it's a match. Are you guys familiar with it?
No,
I can't say I am.
If you just, it's on YouTube and everything. Grocery Store Deathmatch. It's from Japan, and it starts off as some big Japan wrestlers, like you know, students, dojo boys, whatever, doing a little wrestling seminar symposium, if you will, in the center of like a little public market in Japan. There's no ring; they're just wrestling on a concrete square. And suddenly this big wrestler shows up and just beats the living shit out of everyone. I mean, for like 35 minutes, and all through the stores, all through the mall, beats them with bicycles, beats them with fish, beats people. One guy gets hospitalized legit during the fight, so his friends jump in to take the rest of his beating. I don't fully understand it because, again, I do not have the gift of Japanese dialect. But as far as entertaining, surreal, and whatever the setup, whatever the whole thing was, it's simply grocery store deathmatch. And that's my favorite stick match, I think, of all time.
Is this the one that I'm looking at right now on it's on YouTube, and it starts out in the supermarket, and then there's like little kids and fans watching outside?
Is that it's
yeah, big, and old people and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Big Japan Wrestling. I got it here. It's from January 95. Grocery store deathmatch. I got it in four different parts here.
So do I, yeah. It comes in parts. I got part. It's like there's a red tarp.
Yeah, it's crazy the length of it. It's just insane. And it's not regular wrestling. And my second favorite gimmick match would probably be from the same company, and it was much more elaborately produced than what you're seeing there. Now that I think, I can't even think of the name of it. It was a match that involved a good friend of mine and a Kevin Gill Show guest, Too Tough Tony, as well as a plethora of Japanese stars. And they built a giant house, like an actual house in an arena. And then they had a match where different people show up at the house and just fight their way through the house. And I think it's just called, maybe might be called the House Death Match. I'm not sure. And again, it's totally to a different degree than the grocery store thing, because that's, I don't know, it's hard to explain. But both those matches, to me, for creativity, for weirdness, for all that shit, both those matches have always blown me away.
But
they were the first thing that came to mind.
KG, these are guys that are trained, though, right? Not like borderline backyard, right? These guys know what they're doing, right?
Yeah, I don't think they have backyard in Japan. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, they're wrestling in supermarkets and houses.
Kev, I got to interrupt you. One dude's got a big plank of wood, and he's just clobbering these two guys who are like in their tights over the head and like this in this plaza, and one guy's throwing a bicycle at another guy. Dude, this is insane.
Wait till he hits him with the melons. Tell me that kid doesn't catch a concussion just off that honeydew melon.
Oh my god, I have to, now I'm gonna have to stay up all night. Thanks, Kevin.
It's a really great match.
It's
hilarious. And I feel like the story of it, this is, I make up my own story, you know, there's no commentary or anything. But the story I make up is those guys are the greenhorn. Oh, and by the way, wait till you see the ending. The finale of this match will blow your fucking mind. At the very, very, very end, what happens? I'm not going to ruin it. But I feel like it's a story of the young trainees. Maybe they weren't doing an acceptable job of wrestling on that concrete fence enclosure. And the big boss, the teacher, the sensei shows up to regulate on fools.
I think that's what I'm watching right now. It's in part one.
Yeah,
and this guy is just going to town on. He's throwing him through the fence.
Dude, I think it's Kendo Nagasaki. It looks like he's taking on all these guys at once. He just slams somebody through a fruit stand, and he's sticking like vegetables in his mouth.
Oh yeah, he's about to hit him with a melon. Just give it like 30 seconds.
I think I just saw the concussion. I think I know what one you're talking about. That was horrendous.
Oh. Oh my god.
Sure.
This might be the damnedest, craziest thing I've ever seen.
Dude, the kids are laughing. The women are covering their mouths in shock. This is great. I'm so glad you called in tonight. This made my night.
It's not like a skit, you know? It's like a whole thing. It goes on for a long time. I think it's over 35 minutes.
Yeah, it looks like it's like 40 minutes long.
Part one, that I'm still on part one, which is 9 minutes and 53 seconds, and he just took a board over. Oh, my God. KG, you're the man.
This is awesome. Did
now
you have a least
it's a favorite match of mine, and I'm glad to be able to share it with the Shining Wizards Podcasting Network.
Did you have a least favorite? I'm sorry if you mentioned it. I was completely enthralled by what I'm watching.
On the bike part.
Oh, the whole thing, I don't know, man. It's just hats off to Japan, Japanese wrestling, man. From they keep that fighting spirit strong.
Did you get to think of a least favorite match?
Well, let's see. I mean, right off the bat, just for a least favorite stick match of one that I actually purchased or paid to see back in the day was the absolutely horrible Kennel from Hell match or Hell in a Kennel or whatever they called it.
Yes.
And it was like, what was it, Big Boss Man versus the British Bulldog?
No, I think it was Al Snow, yeah.
Well, it was Big Boss Man for sure. I don't know if he's fighting Big Show over the death of his father or what.
What was going on in those
dark days of creative?
Close. It was over the death of Pepper, Al Snow's dog. When he made Pepper Chow Mein and he fed it to him.
Mr. Fuji the dog. That's fucked up.
Oh man,
Kevin Gill, you're the man, dude.
Kate, anything else you want to plug?
Yes, please plug everything that you need from now to the end of time. It's the floor is yours.
Awesome. Well, you guys are too kind, man. I've always, if you like the flavor I'm putting down here with my Shining Wizards homeboys, check me out on KevinGillShow.com. Free. Everything's recorded in person, instant streams and downloads and all that, and mix, you know, people from music, people from wrestling, people from video games and comedy. It's pretty cool, and I hope you like it. And, of course, Kevin Gill Show merchandise and all that over at DignifiedBastard.com. And if you're one of, like, the 5% of people in the world like me that cross over to the New York hardcore scene and punk rock music and all that, I also have a bunch of classic hardcore, New York hardcore record reissues and stuff that I put out up on DignifiedBastard.com. And, of course, hey, every week, the Juggalo Show on Psychopathic Radio, me and my Juggalo homies chop it up. That one's in video form, too. So if you miss feasting your eyes on KG, you get a little visual eye candy there, as it's known in the business, guys.
Can't beat the eye candy. Kevin, next time you get out to the East Coast, let us know. We got to try and meet up to
New York, New Jersey area.
Or just hang out, man. It's something on the... on the list of things to do for us.
And his latest episode 57 with Amber O'Neill, he talks everything about Bullet Club, New Japan, Ricky Morton, ICP, of course. Matt, go ahead. Just wanted to throw
Is there a spoiler? Because I've seen Ricky Morton's balls. Has Amber seen Ricky Morton's balls?
Yeah, that was.
I don't know what's more. I bet this is just a horrifying topic.
Yeah, this is.
Well, how did you get involved with Ricky Morton's hardware?
We were doing a working with PWS. We do a lot of the Shining Wizards. Eddie and Kevin, they do a lot of the stuff backstage with the Titantron, and they didn't really have locker rooms, so they just went. They were old school in it. We got Robert Gibson's Wandering Eye and Ricky Morton's balls just kind of sitting there. And I was
now,
like,
is the wandering eye looking at the Aaron's ball that's leaking out of the 1970 gym shorts, or what is the move there?
And it was like
he did the towel gimmick. I think he had the towel around. And,
yeah, but he did it like he was like he could care less.
Did he put one foot up on the bench?
Oh.
But it's
like kind of like the Joey Ryan before Joey Ryan did it.
Yeah,
I'm sure I'm gonna bury myself. But it was kind of like a car wreck. I kind of had to be like. It's Rock and Roll Express.
I think here's the real question, right? I would imagine that Ricky Morton's cock and balls probably has like a crazy super blonde mullet, like the craziest mullet you ever saw. Was there just is the long hair leaking out of the shorts? Is that what caught your eye first?
It was the Rock and Roll Express-icles.
Well, as long as you don't give them the hot tag, unless that's your thing, which is that's cool too. As long as everyone's consenting.
That's how you shore up hanging out with Kevin Gill. You say we got to get together, and then you talk Ricky Morton's balls. That's
KJ.
We got to see each other, and then now let's talk about something that Kevin never ever wants to see.
KJ, this is Kevin. From one KG to another, I still rock your gear hard all the time. Thank you again for that. And
he was hard while he's rocking your gear.
It's always a pleasure to talk to my man, PMA Kevin Gill. Thank you very much, my friend.
Stuff, man. I can't thank you enough for having me on. I just literally got out of the shower shooting, and I went over to look at my phone, and I saw this message, and I'm like, what?
Great. Now I'm thinking about his balls.
Right. I'm a professional. I am wearing underwear right now.
Attaboy.
There we go.
All right, KJ. Thanks
so
a lot,
much, man.
Much love, brother.
Peace
thanks
out,
for
fellas.
Calling thank in tonight, man.
PMA.
Got it.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. Family. Kevin Gill. That's,
what a way to close out. I think we're done.
We got to, yeah. The show became amazing. Not that it wasn't always good, but it just became absolutely fantastic.
Thank you again to Lisa from the wonderful gifts from Texas.
That Tony will
I will
regret
forever
tomorrow.
Treasure them. Nah, dude, it's all good. Excuse me.
Shut down Skype, homie.
Do we need closing music? I could find something.
Yeah, find some closing music.
All right, so you give the plugs.
Up.
I'll look for the music.
The Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, shiningwizards.com. Follow us on Twitter at Wizards Podcast. That is the best source right now. We are not very favorable of the Facebook.
Yeah, we're trying. We'll keep it going on the Twitter and then. But Facebook obviously is, unless we hashtag the fuck out of stuff to get trending, it's
right.
Just tough.
If this is your first time listening, or if you are checking us out for the first time, that was stupid and redundant, and that's what Jack and Coke will do to me. If this is your first time listening, we appreciate it. Please tell your friends. Tell every wrestling fan you know, even if you don't like it. We have lots of crazy guests. We've had Mick Foley on. We've had Ricky Steamboat on. Chris Jericho.
Kevin Gill just called the show from the Psychopathic Records, Juggalos. You know, we have such good stuff that we do here. And we're funny.
And great stuff ahead, too.
We really
do. Which we will reveal later. But also, if I may, we will be ordering more shirts. So people that have requested more shirts, we're doing another run of Pink and Black. I know the Hogans are good and people want them. We'll get back to those. But we're going to do the Pink and Black shirts, TBA, keep dates to be determined. Thank you very much for anyone that has ever bought a shirt from us and who listens and leaves a review on iTunes. Please do that. Leave a review on Stitcher. Leave a review on iTunes. And just follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Wizard Podcast. And we just honestly, this was a great fucking show. So thank you very much.
And we have the Pro Wrestling Tees t-shirt store, prowrestlingtees.com/ShiningWizards. You want to support us? Buy a shirt, throw a logo on your chest, support Smash Wrestling, Smash-Wrestling in Canada. They're running a huge benefit show for ALS in Canada. You can go to smash-wrestling.com to check that out. Chris Hero is running the Gauntlet. Samoa Joe is on the show. Huge, huge things.
That
House of Glory this weekend.
Yes, I'm going to do my best to get out there, Bri Red. I'm going to try my best. So we'll see what happens.
So check that out. Samoa Joe against our friend and past guest Chris Dickinson. AJ Styles against PJ Black. Did I say it? I got that?
Yes,
right.
PJ, the Darewolf, formerly known as Justin Gabriel.
Pro Wrestling Syndicate, June 6th. It's a huge show.
Let me take a second with this because I am a homer for PWS. I don't care. I am. Mick Foley's birthday, Bret Hart, Dennis Stamp, Magnum TA,
he's
Raven.
Not booked.
What's that?
He's not booked.
The BWO, Colt Cabana, the winner of the On the Spot medallion. All the great homegrown talent of Pro Wrestling Syndicate. I'm sure there's many more names that I'm forgetting, but it's June 6th. I will be there. I don't know about... I know I will be there. Shining Edward Jackson will be there. So get there.
Wishing Shining Edward Jackson a speedy recovery. He got his ass handed to him by Mario Bulker.
Yeah, I wonder if he got that cat suit off yet.
Oh, I thought you were talking about some Japanese food. I could go for some cats. Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
And I think that if we forgot you.
Lucha Underground, obviously.
Lucha Underground.
Thank you very
much.
Every
Wednesday. Check it out. House of Hardcore Wednesdays.
Yep. They just booked in Australia, by the way. So,
really?
Yeah.
Nice.
So we'll talk about that next week because I didn't get a chance to bring that up tonight.
An old favorite for Matt.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were talking about death matches. He's the runner-up king of the death match, Mr. Terry Funk.
And thank you to all the callers that called in tonight. Thank you.
Thank you to Lisa for the gift. It was delicious.
It's gone now.
Lisa's box was awesome. Took Matt a while to get in there, but it's all good. Good.
Thank you guys, seriously. We appreciate all the support. Keep it going. Tell your friends. Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. We are out.
Whoop, whoop.